Hello, everyone.
I feel like we just did this.
Welcome to possibly the last ever episode of The Worst Year of Our Lives for one very specific reason.
Yeah, so we have two unrelated pieces of news. One, this is just an anime podcast now.
Correct.
And two, we're losing our jobs.
Two, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
As it was brought to our attention this morning by...
Enstratos?
Enstratos, yeah. On Twitter, Spotify is now
NT Stratos, which of course stands for boob toucher.
Well, you could say it because it'll transcribe it for you and it'll be fine.
Oh, good. I would love for that to be transcribed.
I wonder, is the episode where I said it on Spotify, or was it before we started putting things on Spotify?
Every episode is on Spotify.
Shit.
Every episode is on Spotify. Oh boy.
I'm in trouble.
It retroactively put them all on whenever I started doing it, just from the, I guess it just picks up the RSS feed.
Well,
so
goodbye, everybody.
It's been a fun ride, guys, but
it has started to transcribe every episode of, I would assume, every podcast.
Yeah.
So
if it's doing our bullshit, it's doing everything.
Oh boy. So this might be the last time ever you hear an episode from us, at least on this platform.
Yeah, we might start.
Truth Social is where it's at, baby.
Yeah, get us. Yeah, we're transitioning to exclusively Truth Social, BitChute, Rumble,
BitChute.
No, well, that's what it'll transcribe as because it doesn't get it perfect.
Well,
is Parler still in the mix?
I think it still exists.
I'm gonna look it up.
Of course, this is The Worst Year of Our Lives, a.k.a. The News.
Hi.
That's Big Cat Scott Hansen.
And, and that's Syrian Softballs.
Or
Syrian Soft Buzz. Yeah.
Thank you, Spotify, for understanding
let's,
that.
Let's try one for a transcribe. Syrian Soft Pause. We'll see.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No? I think it will.
Maybe. Paused up.
I'm going to go down up to the pump jack and get paused up.
Where are the drugs? Fuck face. I think that's a fun podcast. Just over enunciating things
so it gets it just right.
To try to get the transcript perfect. Like from now on, we have to make sure that every single word that is coming out of our mouths is properly pronounced so that the transcribing machine can understand our voices. That's a really annoying way to do a podcast.
Also,
I'm Drew, that's Scott.
Hey, what's up? We're not talking about money first, but
because
we did last time and I don't want to be pushy.
Bullshit.
But,
Scott, not wanting to be pushy. It's all you've been doing your whole life is pushing.
Pushing.
You know what? You push. You're a pusher.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to push him. Push
him. What are three other things about you?
So, yeah, but like, yeah, if you want to send something to paypal.me/notscotthenson or paypal.me/SarianSoftPaws. And if it's for both of us, just let us know that it's for both of us. And yeah, you can do that. No one's going to be mad. You can go to the YouTube, youtube.com/@NotScottHenson. And certainly subscribe, but also ideally click the join button and become a member and get early episodes at the $10 and up level.
Or if Scott accidentally uploads them for everyone.
Sometimes I do them for everyone, but I wouldn't sign up below 10 just to be safe.
I mean, that's just a nice little sample.
Yeah.
That's like a, hey, if you do the 10, you're going to get this all the time.
Yeah. I believe one time I did it on purpose and three times I did it not on purpose.
Yeah, that's fine.
So batting 250 or 750, depending on how you...
I go 750.
750 of mistakes.
Yeah, 750 of mistakes.
That sounds better than 250 of success.
Correct.
So yeah, you can...
You learn from your mistakes, Scott.
You can do that. And yeah, at the under $10 level, you do get the hog badges, the emotes, all the all that good stuff. And then 10 bucks and up, you get the early episodes and sneak peeks to the OnlyFans.
Only trans species.
Ooh. Well, we'll get to that.
We are going to get to a lot of only trans species.
Yeah.
That is going to be a large chunk of the next couple episodes of this podcast.
Yeah, it is. Also, we've like it's obviously going to get screwed up because nothing gold can stay. Is that a phrase?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's not really applicable to what we're talking about right now.
But I like that last time we made it, we sat in the living room after we recorded.
Yeah.
And we talked out a schedule.
Yes.
And then within less than a week,
yeah,
that schedule right out the fucking window.
Yeah.
Okay. This episode, bam, 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 bam. Good. We've got the next like six episodes ready to go. This is all of the things we need to cover in that period of time. And then 4 days later, you're like, I guess we have to do this on this day now, and then we have to do this before this date, so fuck it.
Yeah. But we do kind of have this.
We got it.
So if you want to like refer back to this in 3 weeks and see how much we didn't do it, then good for you. But in theory, the way things are going to go is there's today's episode, which I have now... 5 minutes retroactively decided to title "This is just an anime podcast now." next week,
anime and gay panic.
Yes,
that's a strong presence in today's episode. Is gay panic?
Yes, it is.
It's Scott and I panicking about how gay we are for each other.
Oh my god,
I'm so gay for Scott. What if we touch penises?
What if?
Well, got the windsock for it, so.
Built for docking. The 80s fantasy metal band.
Docking.
That's who my penis is built for.
Don't be afraid to do some gay docking.
Yeah.
As if they aren't already gay.
Next week, how did everyone like the Oscars yesterday that we saw? And we can't believe how we did on our predictions. In a good or bad way, but we can't believe it. So next week we're gonna go ahead and fix the Oscars, as we have done for technically every year that the Oscars have existed. Mm-hmm. We just kind of did 1927 to 1989 quickly.
Very
but,
quickly.
Yeah.
With but, most years not being mentioned.
With most years were perfect.
With the majority of the years being 100 out of 100.
Yeah. I mean, back when America was great, they got the Oscars right.
Correct.
Now that it's not great again, that's why we need to fix the Oscars. And if we fix them hard enough, that is what will make America great again.
Too many Chinese.
I did like, I guess it was just last year, right? How, because we had been on quite a, I would call it a downward trend with best directors,
mm-hmm.
and for no particular reason.
Okay, yeah, I hear you.
But they finally figured out a way to get back on track with best director and get it to a white man,
yeah,
which was pair him up with a Chinese guy.
That is true.
And now I'm going to say yesterday they've just gone back to full white man. So, but in case they didn't, we plan to fix that next week.
Correct.
So enjoy that. The following week, the following week is the biggest episode of the year. So I hope you've marked it down on your calendars.
Better have your schedule cleared.
March 20th.
It's going to be a 3.5 hour podcast.
It's going to be a long pod. It's going to be a long pod. We got a lot to do. We're going to put a pot of coffee on, boys. Nobody sleeps until we find the most fuckable mascot. It's March Madness, the March 25th episode, or maybe 24th or even 23rd if you're a $10 nut member.
Or if Scott's bad at his job.
Or if Scott's bad at his job. March Madness, March 25th, we take the entire NCAA 64 team March Madness college basketball bracket, throw the basketball players out the window, send them back where they came from, Eastern Europe.
Yeah, all of them.
Not just like two tall ones and the rest are from somewhere else.
A couple of Lithuanians and yeah.
Anyway, we send them back wherever they came from, and we just take the mascots of each team, put them in the same damn brackets, one-on-one. You got to win, I'm going to say, 4, 16, 8, 4, 2. You got to win 6 straight one-on-one matchups through the brackets to become the most fuckable mascot in college basketball. Will that mascot be a human? No, because they will all be disqualified in the first round.
We'll go over the rules.
Will that mascot be some sort of inanimate object, some sort of Syracuse orange man? No, they will all be disqualified in the first
round. How about an Arizona Sun Devil?
There will be no Arizona Sun Devils. We will find the most fuckable animal, and that is a promise to you, the consumer.
I think
Smarch Madness, March 25th, mark it down, clear your day. All right? This is important.
Keep it wide open.
Keep everything
just
wide open.
Just like all of those hot mascots.
Those hot mascots.
A lot of SPHs. will be forcibly made.
New SPHs.
This dick's for Taryn.
The following week, we will preview WrestleMania.
Maybe.
It will be less exciting than Smarch Madness.
We will have a dog guest.
We'll have a dog guest either for the Mania preview or review or both.
Or both.
Yeah. And it's always fun to... Preview's fun because we get to surprise him with the matches.
Yeah, it's true.
Although they're not as stupid as they used to be.
As Mark Henry versus Ryback that made him lose his mind.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. I can't believe that was a WrestleMania singles match.
It was. And if I recall, Ryback won clean and then Mark Henry, the loser... faked retiring and got the next world title shot.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. Yeah. The following week, we will catch up on some requests. Will those requests be anime? Some of them, yes.
Who's to say?
If you would like to make more requests, you can do that. If you're one of those people who doesn't just want to send money with no strings attached, if you're one of those more needy type people.
God, it's so needy.
You can send $150 per under 2 hour movie or per 2 hours of runtime of, let's be honest, an anime. and we can do it that way to paypal.me/notscotthenson. So as of right now, well, I guess next week we'll get the other half of today's anime in. I think we can fit that, and then
I almost just kept watching and was just going
to
be like,
"Oh, if it wasn't if I didn't have to watch the other movie and it wasn't already 2 a.m., then I would have kept watching.
You could have done it.
I mean, I could have. Today's show would have been worse though,
probably.
So the stuff to catch up on besides what we do today in the second half, what we do today is the first 2 hours of Beastars. What's that? A furry anime? I never.
Who would have guessed? Who'd have thunk it? Scott, you need to emergency apologize to one world's strongest man, Mark Henry. He won that match.
Did he? Oh, did he fall on top of Ryback?
Couldn't tell you, but he won by pinfall in 8 minutes.
I would have bet money, or maybe I just have it backwards. There was that Mark Henry retiring thing later or earlier, and Ryback got the next shot. You need to find the next pay-per-view.
I'm okay, thanks.
You need to find it. This is Drew's important. Everyone listening wants to know. Definitely not just me.
Extreme Rules 2013?
Yeah.
I
think the guy who lost got a title shot really quickly.
You're goddamn right.
I was goddamn right. Thank you very much.
He sure as shit did.
Yeah. Booking. Vince McMahon.
And Mark Henry lost in a strap match to Sheamus on the show.
Great.
So
great use of the momentum of both.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon, bad for longer than you think.
Vince McMahon will be coming up as soon as you're done whatever you're talking about, because I got things to tell you.
What else do I got? So we're catching up on... the April 1st episode is the WrestleMania preview. But hey, if you're not a wrestling fan, we're still going to do a bunch of this fucking gaga before we get to it. And I have heard that people who don't even give a shit about wrestling like it when we talk about wrestling, because we make everything palatable. So there's that. The following week, we catch up on requests. So far, the first 2 hours of Beastars and using a random number generator to watch any three of the 24 episodes of Los Simuladores, aka The Pretenders, a series by the guy who did Wild Tales, an Argentinian man, recommended by an Argentinian man, Sonix. More like doxed.
But also Wild Tales is very good.
Wild Tales is sweet. Pretty so I'm sure this will be a fun show. And I guess it's not that linear a show if we're fine watching any three episodes.
Yep.
And then, Beastars is from Olivia, if I didn't already say that.
And then someone else will like that we've done it, and they will request the rest of
it. The other 21 episodes. I believe they're 40-minute episodes apiece. So 21 episodes puts us to 840 minutes, which is 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 hours, which divided by 2 is 7, which times 150 is $1,050. You can get us to watch the rest of Los Simuladores, which seems like a bargain at twice the price. What are you listening to?
I'm just listening to make sure that the information I've gotten is correct.
Okay. Drew's fact checking. And then the following week, we will do the WrestleMania review, possibly also with a dog. The week after that, as long as I get my watching done, so this will be to air on April 22nd, we will do the best films of 2021, Kissing reinstated for one night only, except there will be more nights after that.
Yo, it's a real John Cena The Rock. Once in a lifetime.
Is it once in a lifetime Kissing reinstatement night? And following that, we will probably do our editing of our, now that we're on a top 10 films of years again, we will probably edit our 2010s choices that we did in the year.
Because we've made mistakes and we want to
fix those. Because we made mistakes and we want to correct them. And
repent.
And we did them all in 2020, and that was a weird year, and it turns out we were wrong about everything. So we're going to fix all that.
It was hard when you don't see the outside world, and then you're like, I'm going to pick movies.
Yeah, and we could probably squeeze in any new requests that come in on that day, too. So, so that's the next... That takes us to the end of April. So we'll see if we do fucking any of those.
I'm saying 60% accuracy.
So batting 400 failure.
400 failure. That's what we're going for.
Yeah. I would consider that a massive success. So I heard you had some news. Is this the news?
It is the news. Well, as we said for several episodes in a row.
In sports news, Vince McMahon's raping again.
Back to the rape for Vince McMahon, as he's been traded to the New York Knicks. when the Vince McMahon stuff came out, we said, like, oh, there's going to be Vince news, like, all
most
the time.
Most
of the weeks. Been a couple weeks where nothing really major has happened.
No, it's been quietish.
One very minor thing that has happened in recently... Is that...
Was this your emergency fact check?
This is my emergency fact check. Mm-hmm. Was that WWE...
What's Reuters saying about it?
No, I'm more of a Breitbart kind of guy.
I mean, they get the news first.
They get the news first.
And they get it best.
And accurately. And non-biased. So WWE 2K24 has come out for early release.
Yeah. I think. Did they remove Brock?
They removed Brock,
yep.
And they have, like, the Road to WrestleMania challenges in the game.
Okay.
So you're, like, doing real-life storylines of WrestleMania stuff, yeah. Which they've done in the past with, like, Undertaker or John Cena or whatever. I think this one's a little bit more broad. It's, like, just specific, like, moments of a Mania. Cena Rock once in a lifetime. So I guess...
The reason we're joking is they did it twice. In back-to-back years, no less. And that was the plan the whole time.
The whole time. So I guess in the storyline mode,
yep.
They show actual like footage clips of the real
FMVs.
Event, FMVs. Of the actual event. Like
fat male vaginas.
Bussies?
Yeah.
And... During any segment that involves Vince,
ooh.
His face is literally blurred
That's
out.
So stupid.
Like they, instead of just like not having that clip included, I guess it's too hard now to like go through, but they've put a patch in that has like a blur spot wherever his face appears on the screen. It's still him talking. You still know it's him, but you just don't get to see his face.
You have two options with how you want to handle that. You cut it out completely,
yeah.
Or you leave it.
Yeah.
Those are your options.
Yeah, 100%.
The blur is nonsense.
It's really challenging because I'm sure there's lots of people that are aging liberal hippie douches, and then cool
my
guys.
My ears are burning.
And then cool guys like us.
Oh yeah, I'm not the first.
No,
thing you said.
It's the same thing with like. You left Benoit in on everything on the network and Peacock and stuff. You just remove his name and
from the timestamp
and the timestamp of his matches, but you leave him in.
Uh-huh.
Or you just leave the timestamp with his name because it's in the past.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not like you're promoting.
Yeah, like, yeah. You know, when you were doing Chris Benoit matches in 2005, you didn't know. He was a family annihilator.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Or, like, just leave it.
Any of that, you know, the WCW stuff that's involved. Like, it's a completely different time. I mean, obviously, you know, what both of them did are separate but equal heinous crimes. But, like, what's the point of just, like, tiptoeing around it?
Yeah.
Like,
it's the weird half measures.
Yeah. Like, just get rid of it. Or don't do anything.
Or leave it.
Like, instead of this, like,
I would prefer you leave it.
We're going to smudge him. We're just going to smudge it out. Yeah. Maybe we'll, like, change the pitch and tone of his voice.
You'll still hear him. Like, if you were one of the many, many people raped by him, you'll definitely still get triggered by
it. Yeah, exactly.
But
if you're the one who got shit on their head and then was ordered to still suck and fuck, then it's the same trauma. It's very silly that they're like, well, we have to act fast, but what can we really do?
Not much, turns out.
Hold back the game and remove this entire thing. That's so much work for a bad game that no one likes. I don't know, just like make it so you can't really see him.
Yeah maybe they won't know it's him.
I don't want to see his vinegar strokes. I think the only one that I know for sure.
We've seen his vinegar strokes.
Yeah. The only one for
that
sure.
That promo
was,
where.
Oh, with the Stacey Keibler.
Well, I haven't seen it with Stacey Keibler in a long time because everything else has been edited where he's looking at a hot guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And falls over his chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the World Body Organization. No, the. What the hell is it called?
World Bodybuilding Federation.
Bodybuilding Federation.
WBF, baby.
WBF.
And that's what they hired.
Designed for Lex Luger.
That's what they hired Lex Luger for. Not to be a wrestler. No, not to skirt around contract issues.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. He's not a wrestler. He's a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
And he's just going to make appearances on wrestling as a bodybuilder.
Yeah. And then he's going to wrestle.
And then he's going to wrestle and be in the world title picture. Yeah. Very silly. But yeah. That was my breaking Vince McMahon news for the week. I'm sure the more stuff will come out.
It's good news. It's good. It's good news for gamers.
It is gamers.
G-A-Y-M-U-R-R-S?
M-U-R-S.
M-U-R-R-S.
Oh. Game yours.
Well, mur is like a furry term.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Also. Yeah.
For gays?
No, it's just like a... It's like... Because yif is also... But yif is also like a verb and all that. But like mur is like a go-to furry sex noise.
Ugh.
Yeah,
I guess I have seen it on all the unsolicited art that pops up on my Twitter feed,
like
because of people I'm following who are sexual perverts and need to retweet all of the furry porn they see on their timeline, so that I have to open my Twitter.
Can't just look at it.
Yeah,
they have to retweet.
They have to let you know the thing they like.
This is my deal.
I can't just go on to see that Jack Perry joined House of Torture. I have to go through
there's some news,
layers and layers of furry porn of like big dick meaty guys holding down smaller meaty guys and rubbing dicks together, and I'm like, that's what I wanted with my morning.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted. The first thing I wake up in the morning, I look at my phone and I'm like, that's right, gay deviant furry porn. I love my life.
Yeah, there's a lot of Omer in that.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm gonna open my Twitter.
Okay.
And see how long I have to scroll until I get to gay furry porn.
I'm going to go do a deed.
Is it because I mentioned gay furry porn and you need to go take care of some men's stuff? Okay. We are opened. We are scrolled. That is... No, it is a sketch of various Bill Murrays, including Garfield. But not porn, or even particularly furry. More scrolling than I thought. Let's start at the top. Let's go to the newest and go down. actually pretty wrestling heavy. Little more scrolling than I thought. There's a furry picture, but not porn. Just a headshot. A lot of wrestling. Interesting. A helicopter airlifting a cow to the vet in Switzerland. Regular furry art, not porn. A bunch of people are sad that Rooster Teeth is dead. I am legitimately shocked. Drew's having a doing a musical number in the bathroom, by the way. Give me some. Now I'm kind of mad. There's the oh god. There's Bull Nakano ruining a woman. Did I unfollow too many furry porn? There's regular furry. Drew, I'm shocked. Shocked. I've got like several regular furry things, but like have not gotten furry porn yet.
Did you hear my trombone sounds?
I credited your musical number.
I was tromboning over the sound of me exploding out my backside.
Were you doing Where the Saints Come Marching In?
Eventually, yes. okay, well, I'll play the same game.
I'm shocked. It's a bunch of wrestling. I guess because it's Wednesday and there's AEW.
You know what that means.
You know what that means.
Oh, I got a cute raccoon.
Yeah, I've got some furry, but not porn.
Oh, mine was just a regular raccoon.
Oh, a regular raccoon, not even a...
an adorable little guy with raccoon. His little hands grabbing stuff. Yeah, I've actually...
I think my Twitter has decided...
Now, are you on the For You or the following?
Fanned, I'm on For You.
Oh.
I think I should go to following,
You should
actually.
Go to following.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess Twitter has figured out that I don't need that much gay furry porn in my life. Let us go to following and see how quickly we get there. Furry art, not porn. Furry art, not porn. Furry porn, the third post.
Okay, I'm a lot deeper than you.
It is a buff anthro tiger in a bathroom stall beating off. And
oh, so it's a selfie.
Well, no, no, it's not a selfie. And then in the foreground.
Oh.
There is another penis coming through, presumably a glory hole.
I like that.
Here's what we're dealing with.
All right. You got me. You cut me deep.
So that was the third post.
I'm actually pretty far. I'm still kind of scrolling here, and
fourth,
maybe it's only first thing in the morning that I get it.
It might be morning.
Because
morning gay furry porn.
Morning gay furry porn, where I got morning wood.
Well, yeah, they know you wake up hard, and you're going to have to take care of that.
Yep. What better way to take care of that is...
And with this tiger...
gay furry porn that I don't want.
This tiger beating off in the bathroom while looking at this new visitor to his stall. fourth post... Furry art, not porn. Fifth post, Robert Pattinson. Sixth post, now, it's gay and it's furry.
Okay.
It is technically not porn because his genitals are just barely covered.
Yeah, it's not porn. It's tasteful art.
I thought it was a bear, but I guess it's a hyena lifting weights, lifting a giant dumbbell. While sitting on a bench, center of the picture being his package.
Gosh.
But it is covered. So the only thing are male presenting nipples. But yeah, and he makes the tiger in the stall in the first picture look like a twink. This guy is jacked.
Yep. Now, I don't know if this is better or worse, but this was the first thing I came across, is this.
Kinda,
is this better or worse? than seeing like drawn gay furry porn.
Because this is happening in real life.
Or real life multicolored coyote rubbing and fluffing itself.
Yeah, not... Again, not
with the caption, porn. The coyote in your house is getting a little too comfortable.
Next one for me is...
Whoa! Breaking news! Former WWE Tough Enough star Daniel Rodheimer.
Yeah.
Issued a warning...
Is it Rodheimer or Rodheimer?
Rodheimer, whatever. has a warrant out for murder.
Oh,
he's a mur-diddly-urdler.
He's a real Billy Jack Haynes.
He is.
Bunch of extra
homicide at Resorts World Las Vegas on October 29th last year.
I've been. You've been there.
Yeah,
I've been to the Kitty Cat Bar in Resorts World Las Vegas. You didn't. You babysat Kelly.
Don't bring it up.
Interesting.
I guess it was like an argument that led to
quite an argument
to a shoving or a falling or a hugging and a kissing, and the guy died. So
damn.
Sorry about your damn butt.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, good.
I like when wrestlers that are nobodies are murderers, like the other Nemeth brother.
Yeah, that's right. The third one, right?
The third one.
Yeah.
Who wasn't around.
I don't think
wasn't in developmental. I think he was just a regular,
I think just hot young Briley was in developmental.
New Japan superstar, although not really. He's just hanging out.
Yeah, I don't think he's actually going to do anything. I think he's just hanging out with his bro.
How about this one? That's one that popped up.
Okay. Again, not... all the way porn.
Not
but
technically porn.
Really wants to be porn.
Yep.
This one I would describe as porn. it's a super buff Death Wolf from Puss in Boots.
Okay.
What's
that?
What's that? Your favorite movie is.
What's Puss in Boots?
jumping downward at you with his two scary scythes, fully nude and huge veiny dick ejaculating.
And it just probably stinks. Yeah, that's about right. I would say that might be pre-cum.
It might be pre-cum.
It's not thick enough.
Oh, no, no. To be clear, it's not
pre-ejaculate.
It's not ropes.
It's not ropes.
Yeah.
It is pre-ejaculate.
This is not porn, but will be. This is a...
but will be.
Well, it's like a...
It's not specifically porn, but I will be jacking off to it later, which makes it porn.
That's
little known fact, anything you masturbate to is porn.
That's, that is true. And, yeah. And I, like, this is...
12-year-old pictures of your wife? Porn.
Porn. But I... yeah,
but socially acceptable.
I definitely can and... why am I saying this to the public? I definitely can and do beat off to stuff that isn't porn. Like, I can beat off to G-rated transformation stories. I just really like TF, okay?
Oh, I'm glad I wasn't drinking. That would have got
there.
Me.
There's a little window into Scott, guys. You're welcome.
This is specifically the one I mentioned that I saw this morning.
Oh, Rhino and Ram.
Yeah.
Ram is sucking on Rhino's male nail, but Rhino's in like a porn construction worker outfit.
Yep.
And Rhino is beating off whilst getting his big male Rhino, his thick,
areola.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to think of more adjectives for rhino skin.
Oh.
But whatever.
Well, they're probably...
I didn't want to say calloused, because that's not quite
right. I was going to say, I'm assuming they're all racist?
Nah, just like, rhinos have tough hides, and I was trying to describe his tough rhino nipples, but they should have sent a poet.
If you had to name which type of human rhinos were... And like,
I don't know if it would be racist.
Hmm. But you know where they live.
It would for you.
Well, you know where they live.
Africa.
Yeah.
But I don't think
they should click their heels three times?
I don't necessarily go with the where the person...
All right.
I don't think where the animal...
You're the man. You're better man than me.
I don't necessarily go where the... What part of the world the animal is from has to be what part of the world the human that is that animal is from.
Because you're Indian.
Because I'm Russian.
Oh, sorry.
Idiot. What was... The porn not porn is like a... the picture's a work in progress because it's from like... I don't think it's Photoshop. It's whatever people make art in. I don't really know. Because I'm not an artist nor a poet. but it is it's a work in progress, like Lion TF piece that nothing they're showing is porn, but clearly the full picture will be porn.
You lost me at Lion.
I know. But shout out to at CodaCat4. You do TF stuff. So, hey, draw something G-rated, and I'll see if I can jerk off to it. Spoiler, I can.
I can. I'm the opposite. Mine's got to be like 4X.
Or else, Yours has to be depraved?
Or else I'm not getting hard.
I know. I can definitely, like, sex does not need to be involved. It obviously can. I'm not going to be mad at you. But it is not a prerequisite.
You know what? When people, if you pay for my secrets, because I got a lot of secrets, I'll specifically tell you which videos I'm talking about. I might even send you a link.
Same for me. I will send you something G-rated
that you masturbate
that I have
to.
Made comes to more than once for a price that you think is fair. So that's the Twitter check-in of the week. I have Starlight Tours written down.
do you want
to talk about those?
Yeah. I mean, it's very funny because it took us a while to remember what it was. Yeah. Cause it's going to be hard to talk about this though, getting ourselves in trouble, but,
especially when it's transcribed.
That's true. It is a very specific thing that was done to a very specific group of people by another very specific group of people that is hate filled.
Late 1800s through present. A long standing tradition.
I wonder when the last time somebody went on one was. Last night?
I mean,
within the last week.
2024.
Okay. Yes. Gotcha.
It's happened in 2024.
But we were trying to remember what the name of the thing was.
Because it was a really good euphemism.
And it
that doesn't tell you what it
does
is.
Does not tell you what it is. And then we eventually looked it up and we were like,
it's exactly what we wanted.
It's so good. The title is perfect.
So do we just tell them that and tell them to do their own research or do we tell them what it is?
I don't know.
I think we tell them what it is.
I feel like about it's going to get us in trouble.
I think we should disclaim this by saying...
It's science.
We don't... It's science. It's the natural order of things.
I'm
carbon. They're carbon. Wow, we will say on the record that we do not agree with this practice. And then we will tell you...
It's not harsh enough.
Then, and then if you perhaps you send anything to paypal.me/notscotthenson or Sarian Softpaws, we would maybe
Sarian
tell you...
Sarian Softpaws.
We would maybe tell you something different. But on the record... This is bad.
It's bad.
Okay?
It's not good.
Let's be clear. We're reporting news, and we're saying that news is bad. This is the bad news.
Bad news bears.
Yeah.
Because bears are bad.
Bears are bad.
Bears are bad.
But child abuse is kind of funny, so that's a good movie.
That's true. It took place outside Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Which, for everyone who doesn't know, is a province in the middle of Canada.
That's garbage.
Yeah. It's like a... What's it like?
Nebraska.
It's right above what? Like Montana?
Oh, it's above Montana and
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
So it's that. Think of, go as far north as you can in Montana and picture that area. Then just go a little more north and it's like that.
Yeah. Sucks.
Sucks.
It took place in the 1990s and early 2000s.
And early 2024.
It was linked to the actions of members of the Saskatoon Police Service.
Blue Lives Matter.
I've heard that. Mm-hmm. I've heard that Blue Lives Matter. What about the Blue Lives? Well, we're not saying not the Blue Lives. We're just saying stop killing the black lives.
Actually, all lives matter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know all lives matter.
And that's included
in
the...
We're just saying these are some people whose lives matter. Stop indiscriminately murdering them.
All lives aren't being murdered right now.
Yeah.
These black lives are being murdered.
There are certain lives who are being murdered at a higher rate than the other lives, and we just wanted to draw a little attention to that, you monster.
So, a
rare, earnest left-wing take from the boys.
I know, right? So
we don't like to go that way too hard. We'll alienate Iggy One.
The members of the Saskatoon Police Service would arrest Indigenous people, who were usually male, mm-hmm. for alleged drunkenness and or disorderly behavior without cause. The officers would then drive them to the outskirts of the city at night in winter and abandon them, mm-hmm. leaving them stranded in sub-zero temperatures. The practice is known as taking Indigenous people for starlight tours, and dates back to at the earliest 1976. As of 2021, despite convictions for related offenses, no police officers have been convicted specifically for having caused
none
freezing deaths.
Wow.
None.
I thought some people got in trouble. My mistake.
It says there was an inquest in 2001 and 2002.
Nothing happened.
The inquest jury recommended all related to police policies and Indigenous police relations.
The jury recommended that they knock it off, but no one should get in trouble.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
In 2003, inquest could not determine the circumstances that led to the deaths of these specific people.
There's 37 frozen native carcasses on the outskirts of town.
I don't know.
It could have been. It could have been anything.
Beats me. Apparently,
they could have been playing Pokemon Go.
Apparently, the most recent, like, accusation of it
that was, nobody got in trouble for
was in April 21st, 2018.
Okay.
A person alleged that he was picked
Trump administration.
Yep. He was picked up by two Saskatoon police officers and dropped off outside city limits at night in the cold. The accusations were investigated by the Police Complaints Commission, which stated that it was unfounded. In a news release, Saskatoon police chief said it was unlikely that there was contact on the night of April 21st between the police and the accuser.
The accuser was deemed too drunk.
Based on video and audio recordings taken from police cars. So according to them, none of their police cars recorded them arresting the guy and taking him out into because
all of the cameras malfunctioned and both guards fell asleep and Epstein killed himself.
Correct. Same situation. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't remember the name of it.
I would like to be part of some kind of institution where that protects its own that hard. Like, no matter how...
Gay furry wrestlers.
Like, it's gay furry wrestlers, pedophiles, doctors, and policemen are, like, the big four.
I mean, yeah, that's true. And, yeah. And we're at least...
Like, do you know how
hard
it is?
We're at least two, if not four, of those things.
Yeah, I suppose we are. When you really think about it.
At the minimum, we're two. Minimum at the two. Maximum, we're all four.
Yes.
Ow.
I fully lost my train of thought.
Doesn't matter.
But yeah, like no matter how heinous what you do, like you, like everyone else in your profession or institution or whatever will do everything to make sure you don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Got to protect the brotherhood.
Like watching like either or like the podcast on the real thing or the dramatized versions of like Dr. Death. Like you have to do so much. You have to kill, you have to intentionally kill so many people as a doctor for there even to be like the first inquiry.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
And like same with police, obviously same with pedophiles and gay furry wrestlers.
I love the pedophile network that are all protecting each other.
Literally.
As if they're not all like
the U.S. government.
The U.S. government and everyone who's ever been in charge of the country.
Yeah.
Except for Trump. He would never do that. He would just defraud people for millions of dollars and and sell shoes that cost thousands of dollars to buy and NFTs.
Everyone's a secret pedophile except the guy with all these pictures with Jeffrey Epstein.
I saw a thing, I don't know how true it is, but that Ghislaine Maxwell is like very ready to come forward and state all of the facts she knows about.
So she's going
to
die soon.
About Trump and Trump being associated with him. And well, no, because Trump's people weren't the ones that killed Epstein.
No, I agree they weren't.
Right. And so in theory, as the, I don't know, the Clinton Cravel.
CCF.
The CCF would want her to come forward and say...
If she's going at Trump, then yes.
Yeah. But I did see something...
Can you be sure that's all she'll do?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And also, like, why haven't they made her release, like, her...
The emails? Oh, we're not talking about Hillary?
No, sorry. No, we're not talking about Hillary. But, like, doesn't she... She has all the information.
She gave you all the clues, Mr.
She gave you all the clues, Mr. Policeman. Harry Hole. But, like, I don't understand, like, how can you not make her... Like, it's got to be somewhere, a computer, a phone, a book, a ledger. And they're like,
nah,
we don't want to indict like the people we like. We only want the
because
people
it's one of the institutions that protects themselves at all costs.
Pedophiles.
And gay furry wrestlers.
And gay furry wrestlers. And the other two things we might be.
What else is going on?
That was a good laugh. It was a good little chuckle.
That was fun.
It's a fun little haha. Hee. Well, a very very minor thing off the pod.
Is it minor league hockey corner?
It is not.
Okay,
but I could. I'm not going to.
I wish that you wouldn't.
Some people like it. Like two people.
It's not true.
Two people like.
They're
it.
Just being nice.
No,
they don't even like.
No,
it.
They love it.
No,
it's like their favorite thing. They want me to do my own podcast without you. That's just about minor league hockey.
Fair enough.
So I recently over the weekend was the professional wrestler Sting's retirement match. Steve Borden, as you were.
Mm-hmm. Good Christian man.
Blade Runner Nitro. Blade Runner Slash.
Like, I can only picture stupid, like Dirk and Dingus.
Well, that's because he was Dingo Warrior, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Blade Runner... Yeah, like a Slash could be one of them. Meat. Chunk.
Blade Runner Flash. I had it right the first time.
Flash. And who is his partner?
Oh, I don't know. I just clicked at him.
Well, we need to know both. Flash and...
Blade Runner Rock.
Flash and Rock. I forgot that the Ultimate Warrior was the original Rock. And by the original Rock, I mean not Don Morocco.
6, 7, 8, 9. They only had 9 matches together as a team in 1986. And that's it.
Interesting.
Oh, I lied. One of them is a singles match of Blade Runner Flash versus Brett Wayne Sawyer.
Hmm.
So he had his retirement match, and I decided that I should watch. I didn't realize he was born in Omaha, Nebraska.
Cornhusker.
They lied. He's not from California.
He's not a surfer from California.
Damn it. Anyways, so I decided to watch the pay-per-view just out of the fact that, you know, it's Sting's retirement match is a big deal, and also it would look like a good pay-per-view. So I watch it, and then after the fact, today, Scott and I were talking about the Four Pillars and how Scott brought up the last time that all Four Pillars had appeared in AEW.
Someone made a tweet of the last appearance of, the most recent appearance of all Four Pillars of AEW, and it's not... Fantastic.
That was a four-way title match last year.
That got 4 3/4 stars.
Fuck that.
I never watched it. I might have it on the flash drive right now. I think we're watching a Four Pillars world title match today.
No, we're not. I would like to hear everyone's apologies about how terrible they all are. and
they
how
were your top four most overrated wrestlers of 2020.
Spoiler alert, some of them might be for 2023. They're bad. And how many of them are not in the company anymore?
One isn't, and one is suspended, and one is hurt.
And one is hurt, but might not resign, but he's going to resign. Even though he had a nice meeting with John Cena.
Oh, he resigned months ago.
Did he actually resign?
Yeah, and okay. He's just fucking around.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Good for him.
Yeah. No, it's all bullshit.
Anyways, they suck, and I would like to hear everyone's apologies right now.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. That's all I got. All
right.
Apologize for the four pillars being bad. Thank you.
Apologize. Kiss it.
Jesse Jackson is not the president of black people. He told my daddy
he told
was.
He told my daddy was.
So, yeah, we got some content. We're about that time.
About that time?
About that time.
All right.
You want to do sexy, hot furries or sexy, hot gay panic?
Let's do sexy, hot gay panic. And
I like it.
Finish with sexy, hot furries because, as per the title of this episode, this is just an anime podcast now.
Now, what?
So,
Naito and Sho is back up to a 7.05.
Oh my god. Match of the year.
Back to match of the year.
New Japan sucks now, by the way, guys.
In case you're wondering
where we stood.
One, two, three. Three matches under six.
Not good.
One, two, three. Three matches under seven. And one match barely over seven.
Yeah. That's not good for a big show.
Yeah, your anniversary show.
Yeah.
Woof.
They've had better.
Attendance, 3,000 people.
That's awesome. What arena?
Ota City General Gymnasium in Tokyo.
I actually have no idea how big that is, so maybe that is a sellout, but...
But even so, like, your anniversary show, and you're only running a venue that does 3,
you're running
000,
a gymnasium.
Yeah, that's... That signs that business is booming.
Yeah. What the hell was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh, I know. I think I was just saying that, yeah, it's the gay panic portion of the podcast. Mm-hmm.
That's when we freak out about how gay we are for each other.
Oh my god,
I can't believe you're sitting next to me.
I was so gay, and I couldn't tell anybody. This is brought to you by noted Brian.
Brian.
Here I am, 1, 2, 3, or various other three number combinations, along with
Brian 666.
Along with the money for it on PayPal, said money to watch the Cuba Gooding Jr. Classic boat trip. I'm sorry, I wanted to do a double feature with radio, but that will have to wait. It can wait, but not long, Brian. Clock's ticking on radio.
Don't make us dox you live on the air, Brian.
Exactly, Brian. Of what?
Brian 420.
So I had never seen this before.
Brian SS88. Could be. You don't know.
I don't know. That is not Brian SS88.
Could be. So stupid.
Had you seen Boat Trip before?
No.
Me neither.
No.
We both missed it.
But I think it might be my new favorite movie. It's exactly what I needed in my life.
Extremely of its time.
Oh, it's so good. I wish that there was more movies like this. Actually,
I think there were. I think they made 1,000 of these movies from like 1999 to 2005.
Well, I'll tell you what movie I would like to watch on the podcast if somebody wants to pay for it. If you want to send money to paypal.me/ScottHenson or Serious Outpaws, have fun translating that piece of shit,
you,
Spotify.
You bastard.
Sorority Boys, I think, is also very much a this type of movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would love to watch the Barry Watson, Harlan Williams, and the third guy. Oh, Michael, what's his name? Lex Luthor from Smallville. Michael Rosenbaum, I believe is his name. Look it up. Look it up, Scott. Look it up. Going to look it up. But I'm just quickly
writing down the podcast in which Drew names the entire cast of Sorority Boys from memory.
Barry Watkins Watson.
Maybe Watkins?
It's the oldest brother from Seventh Heaven, not the cool dad.
Definitely not the coolest
and
member
then
Lex Luthor
from Smallville and Harlan Williams.
Personal friend, Harlan
Personal
Williams.
Friend of the podcast who has talked to me face to face about my dick belt.
Yep.
Harlan Williams.
You were the champion at the time.
I was a champion at the time. That's why I brought it.
Yeah, makes sense.
What, do you have to beat off all those dicks to get that belt? Yes.
Yes, sir, I did. Barry Watson.
Barry Watson.
Harlan Williams. Michael Rosenbaum. Drew names.
Thank you.
The entire cast of also 2002's Sorority Boys from memory.
Do you think around the corner I have a DVD copy of Sorority Boys?
Be mad if you didn't.
I mean, I can go get it. We can look at it.
I don't think we need to look at it.
We can lust over the cover of Sorority Boys.
No, then we'll just panic about how gay we are.
Nice. I'm so happy I pulled that.
That's amazing.
I think I've seen that movie one time.
It's more times than me.
Well, maybe somebody will pay us money to watch the movie.
For some reason, the movie that comes to mind for me, not for like gay or trans panic movies, but just like that kind of type of comedy from the late Clinton and early Bush administrations is Say It Isn't So. Probably it was kind of one of the last ones of those. It's like Chris Klein and maybe Anna Faris.
I don't think I've seen it.
I saw it in the theater. Don't know why. I do remember, I believe Chris Klein gets his full arm stuck all the way up a cow for like...
Oh, we've talked about that before.
Two-thirds of the movie.
Okay.
For like most of the movie, he's in a cow. Yeah, and... Because I think I was young enough that I saw a lot of... I just saw a lot of comedies in the theater because I liked comedies regardless of quality. And that was sort of the one like... It was one of the last ones because they just like ran out of ideas and one of the first ones where I'm like, oh, these might be bad. These might be stupid fucking movies and I need to do something better with my life.
Could be.
Is that like 2004-ish? Say It Isn't So.
2001.
Oh, really?
It predates these. Boy meets girl, boy falls in love, and had wild nonstop sex with girl. Boy loses girl when they discover they are brother and sister. But when he learns that he's the victim of the ultimate case of mistaken identity, the lovesick young man who everyone still thinks is after some taboo thrills must race across country to stop her from marrying another man.
Directed by the first assistant director of Best Picture winner Green Book.
Produced by the Farrelly brothers.
It's got like... It's definitely the vibes of a bad Farrelly movie.
So a Farrelly movie. Chris Klein, Heather Graham, Orlando Jones.
OJ.
Sally Field, Richard Jenkins.
Yeah, Richard Jenkins is like a quadriplegic in it.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Man.
It's a real bummer of a movie. Hey, remember Jack Plotnick? He was in a lot of stuff around that time.
I do.
Yeah.
What's wrong with his face?
Gay and Jewish, I think. Yeah. He flew too close to the sun. But, I'm kind of glad this was 2001 because if it was 2004, then I'd be pushing 23. And I feel like I should have been wise enough by that point
to not
indiscriminately see stupid comedies in the theater.
Well, in 2003, you were 10. So correct.
Yeah, but like this I'm assuming this wasn't an Oscar season movie, so probably earlier in the year, so it's entirely possible I wasn't even 18 yet when I saw this in the theater. So I think if I wasn't old enough to vote, then I wasn't old enough to know what bad comedies were.
100%.
I think that's
100%. Very accurate.
21 Metascore. Not great.
Nice. I think it was a 2.1 on Letterboxd.
And I would like to apologize to Anna Faris and the Faris Estate. It was Heather Graham. And when she got to do movies.
Yeah, what the fuck was the last thing Heather Graham did?
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers,
too.
Yeah, like.
Actually, probably this. Austin Powers 2 is before this.
Yeah.
But not, like her sort of cameo in The Hangover.
Oh, yeah. Okay, when was the last time she got to do something where she was important to the story?
I mean, probably some straight-to-video stuff you've never heard of.
I gotcha with 2013's Horns, which I don't remember how big her role was in that.
Is that good?
I like it. There's a little bit of TF, but it's goat TF, but it's TF.
Is it more than just Horns?
Yeah, he's got some goat features.
Okay.
I think he's got clompers, I think.
Maybe I'll watch it then.
There's some weird snake stuff too.
Can I beat off to it, even though it's G rated?
It's PG. Or, yeah, it's G.
It's probably not G, but it probably is PG.
But like, yeah, legitimately, the last thing she was like a major part of was Judy Moody and the Not Bummer Summer in 2011. Nice. Where I assume she plays the mom.
Mrs. Moody.
Ah, she plays the aunt.
Ah, not even the mom.
Not good enough to be the mom. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Sorry, Heather. We used to love you.
Yeah, I mean, like, nothing. Did she do something terrible? Or is it one of those dumb things where she, like, got out of acting to get her degree in child psychology and then it didn't work out?
That is a move they do, or it could just be, like, she turned 26 and Hollywood was done with her.
That is fair. Speaking of turning old and the Hollywood was done with her, did you see that Cameron Diaz is making a comeback to acting?
Oh, The Mask 2?
Yeah. There's already a Mask 2.
Not just Son of the Mask?
I mean, that is Mask 2.
Well, that's Son of the Mask. That's a...
But it's also Mask 2.
It's entirely different.
I think she's filming a movie now, I think I saw.
Remember Roberto Benigni in Son of the Pink Panther?
No, because I haven't seen it, but yes.
Yeah. That was too bad.
Anyways, Cameron Diaz, hot.
It is decided.
Remember when she did that like weird dominatrix porn that was like an early thing on the internet? That like pre-fame.
Yeah.
And like non-nude, but she's she's like whipping and spanking a guy and everybody was like so hot for it. And you're like, why? You don't see anything.
Yeah.
Like, I guess you could probably beat off to it because there's nothing sexual about it.
I'm sorry. Did anybody turn into an animal in it?
That's true.
Then I didn't beat off, Drew.
He's wearing a pup hood.
Yeah, that'll do it. Hey.
Close enough.
It's hot take time. It's gatekeeping. Okay.
It is gatekeeping time. This is the gatekeeping podcast.
In a very broad term, we need to bring gatekeeping back.
Yes, we do.
It existed for a reason, and things are getting way too fast and loose. Hey, pups, go do your own thing. Have your own events. Have a great time. Leave me a God-fearing furry.
Which God?
Allah.
Thank you.
Out of your fucking business. We are not the same.
Not even close.
No.
Not even in the same breath.
No.
Get out of here.
Get out.
Fuck off.
That's what Get Out should have been about.
Mm-hmm. We should make our own Get Out.
Brad Whitford's family should have been nice furries.
Yeah.
And Daniel Kaluuya should have been a pup. Because I made you think of Daniel Kaluuya in a pup hood?
Yeah,
sorry.
I don't like it.
No, who would? You know what?
Who would?
Because pups are gross.
Pups are disgusting.
Yeah.
I feel like pups is so much more of a sexual thing.
Yes, it's
not. And furries is not a sexual thing.
The fact that it happens to be a... by the way, not good-looking dog hood.
No, it looks like shit.
Yeah.
It looks like you made it out of cardboard and a hot glue gun and then just painted it black.
That is incidental to what you're doing.
Yeah.
It is not even about dog stuff.
It's not even specifically about being a dog.
No.
It's about wearing a leather mask.
Yeah, no.
You could be wearing any leather mask and it's the same thing
for you.
You
just wanted to get more specific with your S&M. Yeah. Yeah. That's all it is.
I'm a Cocker Spaniel, sort of.
Yeah. So, so get out of here.
Get out of here. While we're at it, no more scalies.
All right. Well, we'll have some hard opinions on that.
We sure as shit will.
Second review of the evening.
if we ever get through the first one.
You never know.
And then run into a 2-hour time, and we're like, ooh, maybe there's not enough time. Maybe it's not enough time to do it.
Nah, we could do it.
Maybe you shut up and talk about the fucking movie.
We got onto content well before the hour mark, which is...
But then we didn't stay on content, so...
We're not fucking machines.
No.
We're fucking machines.
We are fucking machines.
But we're not.
And we're sexual, and we're predators.
Yes. Which reminds me, off-pod conversation, we should figure out what kind of art we want for Sexual Predators and ACAB, because an artist is lined up.
Gotcha.
And her name is Dry Juice.
Sick. Sick.
And she's just kind of waiting for the word.
Okay, deal. Oh, my face.
And thank you, in case we haven't said it overtly, to May, who is the artist of... that maybe by the time you even hear this will be available on... ProWrestlingTees.com/Scott Henson as our new shirt.
Or live from us at shows.
Or live from us at shows, but not the one in 2 days from now or 3 days ago if you're when you're listening to this.
The next show.
April.
April.
All over it in April. But not the April CAW show in Vancouver. The one after that. Because we'll be picking it up in Washington the week after that. Yeah.
Yep.
And seeing Nick Mullen live in Portland.
Yep.
Pretty fun.
That is true.
Thanks for putting us up, Eve. Unless you've rescinded your invitation, in which case we will sleep on the streets of Portland.
I guess I really need to remember to take allergy pills with me. Because she's got 50 cats.
She does have 50 cats.
And they're probably the ones I'm allergic to, unlike yours.
They're all hypoallergenic. 50 hypoallergenic cats. You'll be fine.
I don't believe you.
Maybe take some pills.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe I'll take some pills with me. I don't want to die. It'll be a lot of crying and a lot of throat scratching.
Yeah.
Literally stuffing my hand down my throat and scratching. Yeah.
Anyways. Damn it. I thought of one other off-pod point of business too, but now I've forgotten it because we got tangentialized.
Is it us stealing another Aussie Open tag finish?
I mean, that's always on the table. It was the art, and then we talked about... The shirt. No, it's gone. Can't have been that important. Anyway.
New gear from Jordan.
I mean, we're getting new gear from Jordan.
Although
we could get new gear to go over the new gear we got from Jordan.
Ordering more shirts.
I mean, we'll
getting new theme music.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know. I'm throwing up things that would be something to do with CAW.
No, it's gone.
Okay. Something to do with the UBC show.
Nope.
Hmm.
I don't know. That doesn't matter.
You're coming out of the closet as straight.
Straight. No. Oh, okay. No. No. No.
Decidedly no. That is a strong no.
Now, speaking of being straight, boat trip.
I mean, it turns out they are straight. But...
Is this the highest Horatio Sands has ever been billed?
Yes.
In
easily. What would even be second place? I can't think of a single other Horatio Sands movie.
Neither can I.
Nope.
What?
I'm sure I've seen him in things, but like, what other position would he be placed in where he's a main character in a movie?
Here's what I think. I remember back when I listened to more podcasts than just Wrestling Observer, the erstwhile Cometown, now Adam Friedland Show.
And this.
And our own podcast over and over and over, because I love hearing the sound of my voice. 2013-ish, when I was a regular Comedy Bang Bang listener, I recall Casey Wilson of short stint on SNL fame.
Yep.
Advertising her new movie that nobody saw called The Brass Teapot. And I think Horatio Sands might be in that, but also I think it might be Bobby Moynihan, the fat guy who replaced Horatio Sands on SNL.
Well, according to Letterboxd, it is not Horatio Sands. But he is, however, he's the wedding singer who only does 80s Billy Joel in Step Brothers.
Nice.
He's in The Other Guys. He's in The Dictator.
It is, in fact, Bobby Moynihan in The Brass Teapot.
There you go. He's in stuff, but none of them are in, like, he's not the second build person in a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, he was also in 2001's Tomcats.
Jerry O'Connell.
Starring my boy Jerry O'Connell.
Yep.
Oh, and Shannon Elizabeth and her luscious breasts. And cool guy Jake Busey.
They were luscious.
They were luscious. They probably still are.
Shout out to Shannon Elizabeth.
Shout out to Shannon Elizabeth. I pleasured myself to that clip more than I'd like to admit. Except for I'm admitting it, and it was probably a lot.
Did I?
But only the part of Jason Biggs coming in his pants.
Yeah.
Not actually Shannon Elizabeth's tits.
No.
She's also in Jack Frost, but not that Jack Frost, the other Jack Frost.
Michael Keaton or horror?
Non-Michael Keaton. And the way that she dies is very hilarious, but she's naked showering.
Yeah.
Jack Frost.
As people often do.
But they don't show anything. No nude.
Okay.
Jack Frost turns into water, goes into the bathtub, then re-solidifies as a snowman, trapping her inside of him, and she like suffocates to death.
That's fun.
But you never see her tits. Ugh. But then don't worry, you see her tits like in American Pie. So you just gotta go to that and jerk off.
The sequel to Jack Frost.
Movies I've jerked off to more than I like to admit.
Okay.
American Pie. Devil's Advocate.
Oh.
Because there's a Charlize Theron where she like gets taken from behind
hot.
Tasteful.
Yep. Tasteful.
And then just a bunch of
I'm the devil, Keanu!
And then a bunch of Transporn.
I'm never sure if you're joking about that.
Who's to say? Who's to say?
If I send you something to paypal.me/Sarasopos, will you tell me?
You want to hear the secrets? You'll find out.
I've never been sure about you and the Transporn.
Well, only one way to find out. I feel like I'm going to sneeze, and I don't know if that's an admittance of guilt or...
Interesting. It's like your body is rejecting.
Anyways, it doesn't do.
Horatio got kind of Me Too'd, right? Like, I feel like every male associated with UCB besides Matt Walsh, not that one, the other one...
Not the cool one.
Sort of got Me Too'd.
Chilean American. Look at him.
That's what he is.
In August 2021, a lawsuit was filed against Sands accusing him of sexual assault. The plaintiff remained anonymous, claimed that Sands groped her and made sexual comments to her when she was under the age of 18.
Ooh.
The lawsuit also stated that both Saturday Night Live and NBC permitted and enabled him to groom and harm her.
Nice.
And accused Sands of a direct assault that allegedly happened in front of other staff members in May 2002. Sands responded through his attorney, calling the allegations categorically false.
I didn't do it.
Categorically false. Not false. Just the categories in which you are putting me under are incorrect. NBC Universal
fault. Kid in front of my friends. That's the kind of stuff that one looks bad on a transcript. Two gets us demonetized. Just shut up.
NBC Universal filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit in April 2022, stating employers
innocent.
Owe no general duty to protect third persons from the possibility of sexual abuse by their employees.
Oh, good.
In August 2022, the accuser requested that Jimmy Fallon, Tracy Morgan, and Lorne Michaels be added to the lawsuit as defendants, alleging they enabled Sands' behavior. On November 23rd, 2022, Horatio Sands settled with the accuser and the lawsuit was dismissed.
For a lot of money.
Do you know who settles accusations to get them out of court?
Guilty people who don't want to go to trial.
Correct.
But I hope the exception that proves the rule is Janelle Grant and Vince McMahon going to trial.
Yes.
Because the shit that will come out in discovery is going to be un-be-fucking-leavable. Which is also why it's going to get settled on.
100%.
Which is very sad.
100%.
But like...
Well, no, I mean, unless she sticks to her guns, because she has actually said...
She does.
I don't want this to be settled. I want this to result in... But how does $50 million sound?
Like, up to present day, no criticism.
Yeah.
Like, she's doing it exactly the way I would want her to do it. But... when that offer comes in,
yeah,
I don't know. Why is my waveform so small?
You muted your microphone, dummy.
How long ago did I just mute
that,
my microphone?
Just that space.
I feel like it might have been
during that. I think it was just that space.
I'm going to go ahead and pause this.
I've been staring at your color changes.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I did mute myself for a little bit, but not for as long as I thought, so sorry for the last minute. What was I saying? Oh,
shut up.
Just praising Janelle Grant up to this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, when that first offer comes in...
I think if you're going to rape and shit on me...
Fair.
There is a certain amount of... I'm going to fight this forever. Ooh, 50 million.
I know.
Can I forget the smell of piss, shit, and cum?
It's
for $50 million untaxed.
Untaxed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I'm going to take it.
The thing is, like, if you go to trial,
you're going to get more.
You can get more.
You could get $300 or $400 million.
Yeah, it's just you have to.
You don't know how much he's worth.
You have to be prepared for the slight gamble you lose, although that's, in this case, pretty small. And
considering the co-defendant is already like, oh yeah, fully true. I'm also a victim.
That's true. Along with a coward of cowards.
Coward of cowards.
Yeah. And then also, like, of course, being okay with being re-traumatized via the trial.
Yes.
Like those, if you can live through those things, go to trial, baby.
I would say my only concern with it.
She probably doesn't like it when I call her baby.
Probably not.
But Come on, hun.
Hun, sweetie.
Come on, you dumb broad. Mm-hmm. Go to trial, you stupid broad.
Sugar tits. I think the only thing, the only concern I would have is Vince not being...
Him jumping over the desk and raping you like that guy attacked that judge.
Well, if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be Vince. No, is it not being mentally capable of standing trial? That I feel like Vince is the kind of guy
who's gonna do a snooker,
who can do a snooker or Weinstein.
Hopefully he'll go full snooker and then die right after.
I mean, possible. But I feel like that's the only concern with it, is that it gets dragged out enough. And I think Vince already looks like shit.
Looks real bad.
And like, he's aged horribly over the last like four or 5 years.
Yeah.
So the only concern would be is that he...
Although I love that mustache.
His jet black hair and his his fucking Rocky and Bullwinkle mustache. what's the guy's...
Boris.
That like, he wouldn't be able to stand trial due to his mental state, which is
even though he was the executive chairman of a billion-dollar company in 2024.
Yeah, but so was fucking Harvey Weinstein. And then look at him. Within like a year, he was, I need this walker to get up the stairs, and why is everybody being so mean to me? I made the movies you love.
The walker even has the tennis balls on it,
so I don't slip. Yeah, like the same. Weinstein was the same thing.
Yeah,
like he was perfectly fine until he went to trial, and then all of a sudden he's on his deathbed.
Yeah. Larry Flint pretended to be in that wheelchair. Same thing.
That just reminds Classic. Me. That just reminds me of that Jim Norton thing. Well, I had a moment with him, and I was, because I told him how much I loved him and all the things he's fought for free speech and everything. And I think I touched him for a moment because he was, and I knocked over his wheelchair and I fucked his mouth.
He's a pornographer.
He's a pornographer. Yeah, I really hope she doesn't settle out of court, because I really need Vince McMahon to go to federal pound me in the ass prison.
FPMITAP. You know it.
You know it.
And that was Boat Trip.
Well, some of those things happened in this. There was definitely some federal pounding in the
there
ass.
There was some PMITA. Certainly.
There was. But it was on the up and up, so nobody went to prison.
So, what do I have? I would love to throw up on Vivica A. Fox.
I mean...
Sorry. Vivica A. Fox.
Vivica A. Fox. Slut.
You know what? First person to draw... a good Vivica A. Fox as a fox and send it to us wins something.
You'll find out.
Is that fair? New contest?
New contest.
Hot Vivica A. Fox.
Vivica A. Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
My first note is just how did Cuba just...
Oscar winner, Cuba.
Like, not fire everybody in his team the second, like, he wasn't getting roles right after, like, As Good As It Gets.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Jerry Maguire, As Good As It Gets.
Jerry Maguire, As Good As It Gets. Like, even Instinct, he's with, like, bigger name. Like, he's with fucking Anthony Hopkins. Men of Honor with Robert De Niro.
Which one's Instinct?
It's the one where Anthony Hopkins is, like, a crazy man in jail, and he knows the secret to a murder.
Follow-up question. Are that and Fracture the same movie?
Separate movies. Different movies. Fracture.
Kind of the same?
Fracture is Ryan Gosling, Hot Goss.
And Anthony Hopkins.
And Anthony Hopkins.
And Anthony Hopkins is a criminal.
No, I think I think Anthony Hopkins is like a psychiatrist.
Oh.
And Ryan Gosling murders somebody, but he did it subconsciously. And Anthony Hopkins is trying to get the...
Trying to crack his brain?
Extract the information from the fracture in his brain.
Okay.
Or something.
But does it maybe turn out that Hopkins was like... in on it or a bad guy or something?
It's been too long since I've seen it.
I saw
somebody can pay for Fracture. Somebody can pay for Instinct. We can compare and contrast and write essays.
Okay, we're giving you two double feature options for the low price of $300. Well, you know what? We'll do it for $250. One time only.
Deal.
And you can do either of these.
It's Black Friday. This is Black Friday on the news.
Black Ass Friday.
Black Ass Friday.
You can give us the Are These the Same Movie? Anthony Hopkins double feature of Fracture and Instinct. Or you can have Scott relive...
drama.
You can have Scott relive a day at whatever the movie theater was, because maybe it's gone now, at Guildford Mall in Surrey, British Columbia. I believe the only two movies I ever saw there, I did a double feature of which I paid for one. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which. Fracture and Blades of Glory.
Sick. Sick. Instinct is in a prison for the criminally insane, deranged anthropologist.
Oh, you got me all psyched with anthro.
Dr. Ethan Powell, played by Anthony Hopkins, is set to be examined by a bright young psychiatrist, Theo Calder, Cuba Gooding Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Driven by ambition and a hunger for the truth, Calder will eventually risk everything, even put his very life on the line in a harrowing attempt to understand the bizarre actions of this madman.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And Fracture is, please be the same description. Same character names, same description.
A husband is on trial for the attempted murder of his wife in what is seemingly an open and shut case for the ambitious district attorney trying to put him away. However, there are surprises from both around every corner, and as a suspenseful game of cat and mouse is played out, each must manipulate and outwit the other.
Same movie.
I don't know who's who. It does have David Strathairn, so who we like.
Oh, we do like him.
But Instinct has Donald Sutherland, so
we like him too.
I don't know which one to go with.
They're calling him Canadian David Strathairn. So yeah, so Fracture Instinct or Fracture Blades of Glory. Double feature, $250, one time only. This expires next week.
Yes.
So get on it.
Or be a hero and pay $250 for Fracture and Instinct,
uh-huh,
and then $250 for Blades of Glory.
And Fracture.
And what's the Chris Klein up the butt one?
Say it so. You know what? You could do that too. $500 gets you all four.
Yeah. Not a bad deal.
Pretty good.
Not a bad deal. Or two separate people can mix and match.
$250, yeah.
Yeah.
And if two people request the same thing, we'll do both.
We'll see.
So one person won't get what they want.
Correct.
No, they will get what they want. They just won't have been the one who paid for it.
Yes. Yeah. But they'll never know.
We won't say. It's like when two gays make the kid, and they just mix their cum up, and they don't. Just with binging with Babish Tiny Whisk,
or one of those coffee frothers.
Yeah,
and they
don't tell you whose seed made the kid, even though
was successful,
even though the kid's white and one of you is black.
Yep,
we'll do that with the double request.
Deal.
So I hope we get an embarrassment of requests.
That'd be pretty good.
And I hope we have too much to choose from.
Yeah, feel free to ruin our schedule that we openly stated we were going to do earlier in the...
Ruin our schedule before we can.
Exactly.
Because we will.
This is your opportunity to feel like you're really a part of the family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how Cuba didn't, like, immediately fire all of his PR team.
Boat trips.
And
snow
his,
dogs.
And his manager and just everybody involved in his career. He went from winning an Oscar and, like, being a darling.
Yeah.
Because his speech and everything, like, everybody was so high on Cuba.
Loved him.
And then it's like...
He was America's black sweetheart.
Bad comedy, bad comedy, yeah. Bad comedy.
Nothing.
Disappear.
Yeah.
Straight to video garbage.
Yeah. And now he's a gay molester.
And now he's a gay molester. Well, he was OJ, but he's a gay molester.
He was OJ.
Yeah.
Did we give the gay molesting news?
I feel like that's going to come at the end.
Okay.
That'll come at, at the end. Come at the conclusion. Conclusion of come.
So the premise is, Vivica A. Fox, rejects Cuba's, proposal in a hot air balloon. But after he can't even like get the proposal out and throws up on her, so he doesn't really want to either. So at the end of the day, who cares between them?
100%.
And then his classic early 2000s and every year before it trope, fat best friend.
Fat best friend.
Who I'm sad I've missed the boat on that in the acting world because I don't know if they're doing that anymore. Are we getting a lot of fat best friends anymore?
I don't watch a lot of these type of movies anymore.
No?
So I couldn't tell you.
No, you're too busy watching the Please Don't Destroy movie?
Yes, I am.
With a fairly banging soundtrack, if I'm to be honest. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
He goes to the bar or whatever, runs into an older loser friend of his who has the hottest woman of all time by 2002 movie standards
yep.
with him. And he's like, oh, she, you got a prostitute. And he's like, no, she's not a prostitute. Oh, I get it.
His line was, she ain't no escort skank.
That
was what he said.
That was his response to asking if she was a prostitute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. By the way, they're doing a reverse Bechdel test where two men are talking about a woman who's right there in front of her without acknowledging that she's a human being.
Yes. Yes. Well, yeah. She's not.
It's very good. And like, no, she ain't no escorts. Like, oh, I get it. She's retarded.
She's retarded.
Which I wrote, and we have her retarded at minute seven. Is a 2002 comedy. No, but she's a legitimate woman with a job that isn't sex for money. And then they met on a cruise because that's what happens on cruises. So fat best friend tells Cuba, hey, quit being a little bitch about Vivica a Fox. If someone wants to draw a hot version of that, send it to us and we will beat off to it.
I don't know if I believe that because I've done a lot of cruising and I've never seen a woman.
That's true. It might have been.
I did get punched in the face by a black man wearing a jock strap, though, for reasons.
Yeah, it may have been a flawed plan from the start.
Yeah.
Now that we think,
there
about
was
it.
A line
cruising not the way to have no, sex with women.
Yeah, there was a line before that where after Vivica breaks up with him, and he's like being a sad sack at home, and then I think it's maybe after they go to the bar and they come home, and Cuba's got a dog.
Yeah,
and you know he's like complaining to the dog about missing Vivica or whatever, or that he didn't hook up with any women at the bar. And yeah. He says to him, "Was like, I know you don't care. You can lick your own balls."
Yeah,
like if only we could lick our own balls.
The dream. Yeah, so they decide to go on a cruise to get laid.
Horatio also commits a sexual assault, like within 10 minutes of the movie, because he calls Cuba and says, you're being a sad sack. We need to go out to the club to meet women. And then the guy who he's working with calls him, and he makes it seem like he's a bigger deal than he is, but he's like a janitor at a health spa or something.
Yeah.
And he ends up forcefully giving a woman a massage.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't want it.
Yeah. And
or doesn't know it's him.
Doesn't know it's him. And also, he's
not a
masseur.
It's a real Revenge of the Nerds. Oh, yeah. It's good to know that he got accused of doing that because he does it in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, they decided
I guess he gave us all the clues.
He did. We're the policemen. Or maybe two of the other three options.
Doctors.
Doctors. And pedophiles. So when they go to book their cruise,
yeah,
they go to cruise agency, and Horatio immediately gets into a screaming match with one Artie Lang.
I couldn't tell because he had a whole nose.
My note says, Artie, your face. It's so...
It's there.
Human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird now seeing human Artie Lang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
Also, it was like, I feel like, not that he was in good shape,
no,
but I think the best shape he was ever in.
Yeah, he looked...
Like, his face looked a little slimmer than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't as heavy set as normal.
Peak Artie Lang.
Peak Artie Lang, which is not something you can say about Artie Lang a lot.
Yeah.
Which
is most people's rock bottom.
Yes. Yeah, so the agent who's giving them the booking is Will Ferrell.
Yep.
And then he has to step away for a second, so it turns out that Artie Lang also works there.
Yeah.
Him and Horatio have some dumb back and forth banter.
It's not
very funny.
It's not funny.
And then Will Ferrell comes over and they complain to him, and he goes, don't worry, I'll take care of him.
Yeah.
He's got an alcohol and a problem.
I was going to say, Artie's playing himself.
Artie's playing himself.
Yeah, like Ferrell intimates that, like, yeah, he's like, oh, he's smoking weed and doing coke and doing heroin.
And
fucking.
And fucking, yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's Artie. Starring Artie Lang as himself.
Yeah. Yes. So then they get mouthy about Artie, and Will's playing up Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah.
Gives them all their itinerary to leave, whatever. Then turns out that Artie and Will are gay with each other.
Yeah.
And they've signed them up for a gay
cruise.
Will
was in on the grift.
Yeah.
And they sent them to the Socrates Club gay cruise. That is pretty funny.
Well, if anyone's going to be gay, it's Socrates.
Famous historical sodomite.
Yep. Got to use those thighs.
Again, I've said it before. I will say it to the heavens. Imagine being in ancient Greece.
Yeah.
Where it is rampant, if not at least encouraged.
I hear they invented gayness.
They did invent gayness. But being so indiscriminately gay,
yeah,
that you're forced to drink poison hemlock and kill yourself. Yeah.
There's a limit to the gayness. Listen, Socrates, we're fine if you want to do it every now and then.
Like, think about
but
it.
But not every night.
Like, think about it in any other context. Like, you're on a baseball team. But you're playing baseball in a way that everyone agrees
you're not
gonna,
okay.
You're going to have like, it's like making Barry Bonds kill himself.
Socrates is the Barry Bonds of gay sex.
Such a good thing for the description, but I can't write it. So just think it to yourselves.
Although,
actually, I feel like very recently I did a someone is the something of, and I just wrote dot, dot, dot. So I'll do the same thing. Someone was the Al Capone.
Who was you?
I was the Al Capone.
You're the Al Capone of child porn.
Because they got me on tax evasion.
Yeah.
All right. Socrates is the Barry Bonds of dot, dot, dot. Fine, you got me.
On tax evasion.
Oh, is Socrates the Barry Bonds? Barry Bonds is the Socrates.
Barry Bonds is Socrates, yeah.
Yeah. Get it right. Accuracy is paramount. Barry Bonds. Damn, we got a good description. They should have sent a poet. Mm-hmm. The podcast in which Drew names the entire cast of Sorority Boys from Memory. Barry Bonds is the Socrates of dot, dot, dot. There you go. Spoilers for the description that you've already read, because it shows up with
the
podcast.
Know where it's from.
But
now.
Spoilers for us, because this is happening in real time.
But you know where it's from now.
And you know where it's from. It's from where it's usually from, the podcast.
The podcast.
What else is going on?
So when
they do that little reveal of Ferrell and Artie Lang in their nefarious plan, I'm like, I knew it. They are trying to turn everyone gay.
Mm-hmm. Who's they?
The gays.
Oh, big gay.
Big gay, exactly.
Big
they say
gay.
They're not. They say they're happy to keep themselves and just...
Don't ask, don't tell.
Keep reinventing gayness like the Greeks. But they're trying to get the rest of us, too. us, two innocent gay furry wrestlers. They're trying to make us gay.
It's a little late for that.
Oh, yeah. Socrates Club, very funny. Shout out to Horatio as they're boarding the boat for inventing the implication years before Dennis Reynolds. Literally says it. Like, we're on a boat. What are we going to do?
Well, they can't get away. They can't jump in the ocean and freeze to death.
Swim 12,000 miles home. No. Yeah. I'm going to rape you.
I'm going to rape you. Oh, he'll rape you. when they get to their room, and they, like, don't realize it's a gay cruise right away.
Yeah.
Because, of course, in 2002, when everybody was so completely oblivious to anything gay.
Yeah.
Like, everything about the cruise screams gay. There's men making out.
There's men in leather bondage gear.
There has not been a single woman in sight for 20 minutes.
Every piece of legwear doesn't have a butt.
In 2002, that was not on the radar.
No.
Nobody, it was not on the gaydar.
Exactly.
Nobody was like aware of, this might be a gay thing.
Yeah.
So they go to their room, mm-hmm. and they realize there's only one bed.
Yeah.
And the reasoning behind only having one bed is,
so they're going to be smashing so much, yeah. that one's going to be somewhere else smashing.
And then they'll be smashing in the room. Very funny.
Yeah.
But they're reading the itinerary of like all the things, like the amenities that the boat has.
Yeah.
And I was really waiting for them to say something like a glory hole related gag.
Yeah.
I only had to wait 2 or 3 more minutes.
Yeah.
And then there was a glory hole gag.
You got there. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. I like that you can deliver on the thing I wanted.
The hole in one room?
The hole in one room.
Oh, they have an indoor driving range?
Indoor driving range. Which is hole in one room was presented to us by Mr. James Bond himself, Roger Moore. Who was, like we said, was the best part of the movie.
Easily the best part of the movie. Yeah. I believe this is canonically a Bond film.
Yeah.
This is Roger Moore's 7th Bond film.
Yes. This is his, I'm just over it sexually,
yeah.
and I just want to feed my birds, gay old man Roger Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has a line when they meet Roger Moore, they're in like the bar because it's after they haven't even realized it's a gay cruise yet.
Yeah, until Roger Moore literally says, that's what happens on a gay cruise.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that is what happens on a gay cruise.
And then Cuba has a heart attack and falls out of his chair onto the ground.
He is apoplectic.
And Horatio starts yelling at everybody like, you're disgusting. And then drags Cuba away unconscious.
It was bad.
But when they meet him.
Guys, it was bad.
Liza Minnelli's playing.
Yeah, Liza with a Z.
Yeah, and then they go, I think somebody says, well, I don't remember which one of them says, why do they always play Liza on these things? And then Cuba goes like, oh, I like Liza with a Z. She's pretty good. And Roger Moore says, I'm more of a Johnny Mathis guy myself. And they give him this weird look. Oh, and Horatio says, sure, if you're looking to make out with a man. Like, as a joke.
Yeah.
Like, he's making a joke. And then they have full-blown gay panic. So they go back to the room, they start arguing, and Horatio refers to Cuba as, you're a little femme.
Yeah. Yeah, he thought, like, Cuba was in on this.
Yeah, like, he tricked him into going on a gay cruise, even though it was Horatio's idea.
That's correct.
But he's like, I said, let's go on a cruise. We went there, and then you winked at the guy, and he knew you meant gay cruise, and that's why we're here. So they get into a fight.
Yep.
They meet their drag queen neighbor,
mm-hmm.
who is completely unpassable.
No.
Yeah. And Horatio is very much tricked into being sexually aroused.
Yep.
I think that's my so now it's them in full gay panic mode on this boat, but they're like, well, we're on the boat, we can't do any, we don't dock for 4 days.
But it takes them a bit to even get to that. They're like, we gotta get off of this boat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you, like, it's 2002, you are both you both might be unemployed,
yeah,
but also managed to afford a 1 week luxury cruise.
Yeah.
You can still enjoy a luxury cruise, even if it's full of gays.
2002 gay panic was a real thing, Scott. And you didn't know who was trying to fuck you, and like, yeah.
The economy was so fucking good.
Yeah. This is like, but it's crazy, because like, if you, okay, first of all, you'd never be able to make this movie now. But if you made this movie now, Or, like, even if this was real life, like, I'm so unsexually appealing to these gay men,
mm-hmm.
but to them, they are like, all gay men lust after every man. So,
where's the lie, though?
I mean, I don't think all gay men lust after me. Only some of them.
That's true. Only some.
Yeah. So, yeah, Horatio tries to escape. He shoots a flare gun at a helicopter that crashes.
Yeah. I didn't know there was going to be, like, stuff was going to stem from that.
Yeah.
I thought, just as a one-off gag, kind of funny. Like, sees a helicopter, shoots a flare gun, crashes the helicopter, everybody
that's
dead.
It. That's what I thought, too. Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Cuba gets drunk.
Yeah.
And is walking around very feminine because, spoiler alert, Cuba might
be
gay.
He might be gay.
Judging by things he's done, he's definitely gay.
Did I? Okay, yeah. So very early on, I think even like when they're at the travel agency, I said, I hope the reveal is that Cuba is gay because he's acting gay even when he's supposed to be
straight.
Well,
he's a little femme.
He's a little femme.
Yeah. You're right, though. Like, he is very flamboyantly gay in this.
Yeah.
And in most things.
Yeah.
Be gay. No one cares if you're gay.
He was gay and as good as it gets, right?
No. Greg Kinnear was. He was just.
He wasn't with Greg Kinnear.
Yeah, maybe he was.
Maybe he was.
Was he his boyfriend?
Interracial gay couple in 1997? You kidding me?
I don't know.
I guess that's why I got nominated for Best Picture.
That's why it won. Best
actor, actress,
actor, actress.
I was expecting it to win Best Picture, but I forgot Titanic existed, so it got to win.
Yeah, that's fair. So yeah, Cuba gets drunk, goes back, falls in the pool. A woman rescues him, which is Rosalind Sanchez, who's a fucking babe,
hot.
But the second I saw her, I was like, I hope the payoff is that she's trans.
Please be a man.
Because the only thing that this movie is missing is transphobia.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the only thing that will save this movie is if it turns out that she is, like, a pre-op MTF trans. But, like, sadly, that's not the end result. But
too woke for 2002.
Yeah.
I was also kind of hoping a plot point would be, yeah, so when Cuba gets drunk and falls in the pool and she saves him, I was hoping it'd be like a, he was under the water for 6 minutes, and when we brought him back, he was gay.
Oh, the pool that makes you gay?
The pool that makes you gay. They're calling it gay pool. Damn, I gotta write gay pool now, too?
The beach that makes you old, and the pool that makes you gay. What a terrible vacation. You go to the beach, you come back, you dry yourself off, you get all the sand off you, then you're like, I'm gonna go lounge by the pool.
Yeah.
Oh no, now I'm old and gay.
I'm old and gay.
I'm Roger Moore. I'm old gay Roger Moore.
Speaking of which, also have a line on I believe a correct version of old art sequence.
Oh,
en route.
I like it.
Yeah.
So anyways, he meets Rosalind Sanchez. She saves him from drowning. And then they spend, like, she takes him to bed and whatever. And Horatio's there freaking out. Anyways, blah, blah, blah. But then in the morning, turns out the helicopter they shot down was full of the Swedish sunbathing team.
Yep.
So now,
which is kind of funny.
It is kind of funny. Now there's all these, like, half nude, like, sunbathing, beautiful, blonde, tall, big fake titted women.
With some of the most classic late 90s, early 2000s fake tits.
Yeah, just the big, the worst looking,
perfect spheres that don't touch each other
and, like, and move with your body, not opposite your body. Yeah, disgusting. But when Horatio sees that, he gets a boner and he goes to talk to them. And one of the girls, who is the one that he ends up, like, talking with the whole movie, says something along the lines of, like, when we got rescued, we didn't think we were going to be picked up by a boat of homo boys.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very good.
Mwah. And then turns out that their manager or their coach, a very butch Lynn Shane.
Love her. Fucking love Lynn
Shane. She says,
she clearly state, because the director of this, Mort Nathan.
Mort Nathan.
wrote...
Jew?
No, Mort. Oh. Wrote Kingpin.
Right.
So clearly she and he stayed friends from 96 to 02. Good for them. That's
not
awesome.
Not
and... clearly, her forte is oral sex, because that is a through line
between
Kingpin and this.
Yes.
I think it's over the closing credits of Kingpin when she's doing like an extended take in the rear view mirror.
Yes.
Of the pussy eating.
Yeah.
And everyone is like dying laughing.
Dying.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Kingpin's fucking
great.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
I love
it. It's Kingpin. Been a while since I've seen it, but it's fucking great.
Yeah.
It holds up for sure.
Yeah. Is it Fairly?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Good Fairly.
The only one.
The only good Fairly. Bold.
Yeah. What one of the only good
ones? Green Book. It won Best Picture.
I'm sorry. And it was very truthful and accurate.
Did you know the real guy who Viggo played is
an anti-Semite?
Carmine from The Sopranos is like that actor.
Oh.
That guy is Viggo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Pretty cool.
Viggo Morgenstern and his big floppy wiener.
His big floppy wiener.
So Horatio has a scene where he's rubbing suntan lotion on all of the ladies' backs.
Yep.
And Lin Shane comes to grab him because she's wonders who this weird... if you're wondering, Scott's eating ass. We should watch that scene afterwards.
It's so funny.
It's so funny. Yeah, so she's wondering who this guy is. So she grabs him. He's got a boner.
Yeah. And she's like, and that guy gave it to me.
Yeah, that guy over there. And when she grabs him and she goes, you are no homo man. I was like, oh, that made me very, very happy. I don't know why, but I laughed pretty good when she said, you are no homo man.
It was good. On the flip side, if I never see Roger Moore lick a sausage again, it'll be too soon.
Do you want to share my sausage? In England, we call them bangers.
No.
Believe it or not, that is not the grossest oral thing in this movie to me. There is one oral thing that is more disgusting, and we'll get to it.
Is it Lin Shane deep throwing a baseball bat?
No, not at all. I enjoyed that.
That was
deeper.
Pretty hot.
Now they're like, Cuba's in love with Roslyn Sanchez. He wants to try and he's trying to find her to like pretty much to bang her,
but can't admit
that he's straight because she's already said to him like, that's why I came on this cruise, because all men are pigs and liars and blah blah blah. I mean, whatever.
Lucky guess, bitch.
Yeah. So what? You nailed 10 out of 10 traits. Good for you. But like,
and she's like, for it's so pedophiles, doctors, police.
It's so good to be around, like, you know, gay men. And then she's like, and then she says like, oh, just like the weirdest thing of like, and then maybe I can convince one of them to like fuck me really good. It's like, what?
Yeah, like I came here to get away from men because they're so horny and one track. But also, I would still like to fuck someone.
Yeah, like I can't go on this cruise and not fuck. Yeah. So maybe there's one not fully gay
maybe
guy.
I can catch the one bi.
Yeah, like. Bye. You're gay.
You're gay.
But yeah, so she like, he spends pretty much the rest of the movie like,
if you've
being
ever
her gay best friend,
if you've ever touched a dick, you're gay. If you're a man, if you've ever touched a pussy, if you're a woman, you're straight.
Even your own dick? Touching any dick makes you gay.
Any dick.
Every man's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about sucking your own dick? Straight.
So I could lick my own balls.
Lick your own balls. Get that leg up real high.
Mm-hmm.
Get that undercarriage. So yeah, he spends the rest of the movie pretty much trying to be her gay best friend, but also he really wants to fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of a recurring thing.
They talk about giving oral sex.
That's the scene, Scott.
That's the scene, Scott.
Her blowing that banana made me sick. And not because it's a woman giving oral sex.
The worst thing in the world.
Eating bananas like that is I hate bananas. Not even because they're phallic penis like things,
don't like bananas.
And it's giving me horrible trauma from my younger years. I don't like the stringy shit, and then like the way, like the aftertaste in your mouth when you bite. Like I hate, and then like, watching her like I don't know, like peel outside layers off as she's like going in and out. I'm like, oh, this makes me want to throw up.
But you know who did like it? Cuba Gooding Jr., who while she was doing this, he was air humping out the window.
Yep,
and came and
succeeded.
Came in a Scott, man's face.
When you are so horny and you've been on a gay cruise for one day and you're the horniest you've ever been.
Yeah.
A slight breeze will make you come.
Because, like, they did earlier gags where, like, suntan lotion equals
yep.
come.
Yep.
But this wasn't that.
Nope.
It still looked like suntan yep. lotion, but it was
come.
Canonically
yep.
Cuba Gooding's seed.
Into a man's face who was with Roger Moore
yeah.
and he said to him like Jesus Christ whatever at least like kiss me first or something
like that,
some
yeah.
dumb joke. Then there's one part where they go into like the casino area or like the bar area
yeah.
and he sees a bunch of people playing poker yeah. Horatio Sanz does, and then he's like,
think of dogs playing poker but gays.
And he goes like, oh great, I'm gonna go clean the table with them because you know, like gay guys don't know anything about poker. And Cuba's like, what are you talking about, gay guys don't know anything. He was like, listen, those trouser pilots are no match for this for a lusty hetero like me.
Trouser pilots.
And he runs over to the table and yeah. then proceeds to lose because they're all really good at yeah. poker.
And like they feel bad for him and tell him all his like very obvious tells.
Yes. Well, at first I kind of thought that they might be straight guys who go on these gay
hustle gays
at poker.
Because gays are bad at poker.
Well, and because like two of them were like pretty macho.
Yeah.
Like everybody
including the crossdresser.
Everybody in this movie is very like femme, like the caricature of what a gay person was in 2002.
Yeah.
Like they all have lisps, they're all like they wear skimpy gay attires.
They all
have limp wrists.
Yeah, it's a lot of hello.
Yeah.
It's a lot of that.
But the guys at the table were like pretty like regular dudes. And like yeah. you don't really see that in these movies. So I was like, oh, maybe they're like straight dudes who are just hustling gay guys on a cruise for money, which is pretty funny.
No, they were just slightly less caricatured.
Yeah, they were like they were regular gay people.
Yeah.
So then at some point, I think Rosalyn says to Cuba, no, like, I think he thinks he's going to bang her.
Yeah.
So he goes to like the bar up, like on the deck bar, and he just says like, excuse me, do you have a condom? And then a bunch of guys' hands just from like off screen all start handing condoms. I'm like, yeah, right.
Yeah, because
like,
you're all having protected
yeah,
sex.
Like anybody on a gay cruise is using condoms. Fuck off. Fuck off. Then I wrote, this is where I wrote the note of, I really hope it turns out she's trans because all this movie is missing is transphobia.
Yep.
So now, Horatio, no, was it Horatio? Maybe it was Horatio who asked for the condom because he was going to go fuck the Swedish model.
Yeah. It might've been Horatio.
Yeah. And anyway, so she goes to her room
at some point. Horatio, I think someone maybe hits on Horatio or something. And he says, do I look like a homo to you? And then just like, not even the person he was talking to, a guy walking by says, an out of shape one, but we have those too. That was a good line.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's good.
Horatio's real fat in this. I guess Horatio's always kind of fat, but
that's some good comedy, right?
It was good comedy.
That's some good comedy. So he goes to the room to bang the Swedish suntanning model
team member.
And but Lynn Shane, who's the coach, has switched rooms with her. So he goes in, starts performing oral sex on her. Mm-hmm. That's where he did the oral.
Yeah.
And then he realizes it's her, and then she like sort of rapes him.
Yeah.
But like she sits on his face a bunch.
Yeah.
And she's like really into it. And then she's like sitting on his lap, but like his penis is never out, but she's like riding him like she's having sex with him.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Yeah. She raped him.
But, then you see the rest of the girls in another room and they can hear the like sex happening. And that's when you see all the tits. And I was yeah. like, I didn't think this was going to be a tit movie.
I didn't think it would be a tits out movie.
I didn't think they were going to go that low, but, here we are.
Yeah. And then, so yeah, then Horatio gets super drunk and goes to bed with a guy, but it's unclear if they just fell asleep or if he had gay sex, but he wakes up and thinks he had gay sex, and he's like, oh, well, truth be told, I haven't fucked since high school.
And even then, I was
She was 50 and, like, you know, wheelchair.
Yeah, and then I promised her I would marry her.
Yeah, so maybe I'm just gay. So then he thinks he's gay for a while, and then...
For, like, 30 seconds.
And then remembers and then
he's not gay, yeah. And maybe I am gay.
And then
he's like,
pointless.
Oh, I can fuck this Swedish, like, the hottest Swedish model I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not gay.
Because I'm not gay.
I'm like, I'm not gay.
So that was his character arc.
Yeah, there was one part where him and Horatio get into a fight, and Horatio says that, like, something about, like, you seem so gay. And yeah. I was like, I don't think Cuba needs help. Or no, maybe you don't seem gay. And then it's like, yeah. Well, he doesn't really need help seeming gay because he's gay. And then I said, oh, and then, so at this point, we see Vivica, a fox,
yeah.
Vivica, a fox,
mm-hmm.
back in Los Angeles or wherever the fuck they are, with the guy she was cheating on Cuba with.
Yeah.
And she sort of has this realization of like, uh-oh, I don't want this guy, I want Cuba back because yeah. like, this guy's like a macho duty bro and I want somebody who's like submissive and I can push around.
Yes.
And that's Cuba. So she manages to get... Like, to figure out where he is.
Yeah.
Get to the port where they are.
Uh-huh.
Get on the boat. And then get involved with Cuba again, where she sees him.
He's replaced the main dancer, who is seasick, in
yeah.
a musical number.
Yes. And no one has ever seemed more comfortable in drag than him.
He seemed to enjoy... what he was doing, while a extremely similar cover to Diana Ross's I'm Coming Out is playing, but it's not yes. Diana Ross.
I guess they couldn't get the rights.
I guess they could not afford it because it's not like they wanted a different version for a reason.
Nope.
It sounds just like
yeah.
Diana Ross's I'm Coming Out, but it's clearly not Diana Ross.
I don't know.
So that was funny. And Vivica comes out and sees... Cuba
doing his thing,
doing his little Rockettes number,
yeah.
and screams out, "Cocksucker!"
Yeah.
And everyone looks turns, very funny.
And then she goes, "No, I'm talking to him."
And the movie should have just ended there.
Such a stupid gag, but yeah, it should have just ended there.
Yeah.
So now, yeah, so she sees her, Rosalind Sanchez sees her, him, the whole interaction.
Yeah.
And then now we're like off the boat.
Yeah.
And
they're getting
married.
Yeah.
A fucking Shaft shows up.
Yep.
For like 20 seconds.
Shaft, her dad.
Richard Roundtree.
Yep.
And he goes to Cuba, like pulls him aside and goes, "Hey, listen. You're not a fag, are you?" And he goes, no. It was an accident. We didn't mean to go on that cruise. All right, good. You can marry my daughter.
On the day of the wedding. We didn't look into this.
Yeah.
Even 24 hours
like,
earlier.
You would have had to have been back from the cruise for at least a couple of days.
I would think so.
And you're like, no, I'm going to wait till right before she's walking down the aisle.
Yep.
So then now we get Tom Lennon, of course, playing a kind of weirdly femme priest.
But technically straight because his wife left him.
But what other role would he be playing?
Yeah.
No one has ever come across more gay while not actually being gay than Tom Lennon.
Yeah.
And I love Tom Lennon.
No, yeah.
He's the best.
Shouts out to Tom Lennon, Nick Swardson. And who else has that vibe? Who else kind of has a gay voice without being gay? There's someone else, but I can't remember who.
Dana Carvey.
Nah.
Adam Sandler.
Nah, write in and let us know. Who's gay that isn't gay?
Rex Ryan. Rock Hudson.
Rock Hudson. That's who I was thinking of.
Anthony Perkins. went straight, gay, back to straight.
Crazy.
Stayed straight.
Yeah.
Had kids. Very weird.
Yeah.
Maybe he got sick of being a bottom.
But
men's assholes were disgusting to him. So he went for women's vaginas, which, ugh, just as bad.
Whoever wins, we lose.
But you know what? If you have unprotected vaginal sex with women, you're going to get AIDS.
You're probably going to get HIV, yeah.
Just ask Magic. Yeah, and then during the wedding, all the gays that Horatio's made friends with are there. They whisper something to him.
Yep.
He goes up and stops the wedding and says he's gay, and so is Cuba, and kisses him.
Yeah.
And then Richard Roundtree gets pissed. And
he's like, we gotta get out of here. Right? For some reason, Boat Bitch is is across town.
Yep. She's here and she's ready to mingle. She sent it for another cruise.
Yeah.
So then they go to the cruise and...
Which
left 2 hours ago.
So he and Roger Moore skydive onto it. Where somewhere in there, Roger Moore basically says he is canonically James Bond.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, he really does. That
his military service.
And whatever. He has a plane. They skydive into the pool on the boat. And then they have their big, like, I'm in love with you moment. And then that's it.
That's it. They have beautiful Blatino babies.
No, because one of them's gay.
Oh, yeah, because one's gay. So anything in the news about Cuba Gooding Jr.?
So I don't know if this was on purpose or not. I'd like to hope it was.
I think Brian just likes...
Or Brian's a smart little cookie.
Just likes some Cuba, because radio wouldn't have had as much to do with this.
I mean, it's still Cuba.
It is still Cuba.
I
don't know. Maybe, I haven't seen radio. Maybe radio's gay, too.
I think I've maybe seen it. The only thing I remember about it is for whatever reason, he is wearing the stupidest fake buck teeth.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing to wear. Yeah. So, yeah, it's weird that we got this one now, because on February 26, 2024...
But that was just recently.
That was recently. Cuba Gooding was mentioned in a sexual assault lawsuit brought against Sean Diddy Combs by music producer Rodney Jones.
Diddy is...
Diddy didn't do it?
No, the name Diddy, that's not my time. He'll always be Brother Love
Brother
to me.
Love.
Does anyone fucking remember that two-week stint?
Brother Love.
That went over about...
Just like Snoop Lion?
I was just going to say went over about as well as Snoop Lion.
Ugh, these guys are losers.
You guys, they're like Mexican wrestlers.
They're like Mexican wrestling.
That is a joke mostly for us, but to give some kind of context, any Mexican wrestler who is too successful just like goes overboard and fucks it all up, like can't leave well enough alone, and that's a real Snoop Lion Brother Love as far as I'm concerned.
They really can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he
I'm glad that tickled you.
Yeah, I really did.
Maybe I'll tickle you later.
So Cuba Gooding was mentioned in a sexual assault lawsuit brought against Sean Brother Love Combs.
Nice.
By music producer Rodney Jones. The lawsuit alleged that Gooding had groped and fondled Jones non-consensually.
Yeah.
And as you said in the car, between times where
Diddy was taking a break from fondling those men non-consensually.
It's so wild.
Puff Daddy's gay. Let's be, guys, can we be super clear here? Just like, I mince meat, I don't mince words. Sean Combs, homosexual man.
Scott, just be gay.
Just be gay!
No one cares. Like, are you so afraid of the street cred you don't have that you're like, I can't come out as gay because then people won't think I'm hard? Oh, really?
No one has ever
thought Puff Daddy
is hard.
Yeah, you have no street cred.
Yeah.
You're slightly above Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just be gay and maybe don't rape.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't seem...
Or be gay and rape and you'll get away with it because everybody's too weirded out by it.
True.
But don't be straight and rape.
That's the pitfall.
That's your downfall right there.
Yeah. So that's the news.
That is the news.
As we said, and as you read by the title of this episode, this is just an anime podcast now.
Yeah.
So the incomparable J.B. Hutt, who is person...
J.B. Hutt. Jabba the Hutt?
Jabba the Hutt.
My favorite. Star Wars.
Jabba the Hutt. J.B. Hutt.
Gotcha.
Like USPS, Ulysses S. Grant, President of the United States. You got another one of those?
Pizza the Hutt.
Of course.
Yes.
J.B. Hutt, who is a person I'm a fan of, sort of came came almost out of nowhere in the...
I come out of nowhere sometimes.
Absolutely. In the chat on a Sunday stream with Adam and asked if I had seen or heard of Killing Bites. I said, not really. And bingo bango, here's $450. Go watch it. That is the kind of person I like and the kind of person who gets my attention. So
bingo bango, no more punk, brother.
JB, please continue the trend of sending large amounts of money for furry-related anime or really anything, because the money is great and we thank you very much for it. So Killing Bites, one season anime series, 2018.
Although I think people are in
Trump administration
really hard to try and get the second one made.
Oh, yeah.
A second season. Yeah, I read that online.
Nice.
People have been really fighting for it.
Well, I've enjoyed the first half of season one.
I have too. But only because I'm fully erect the moment it comes on.
This is a, I would describe this as a beat-off type anime.
This is a beat-off anime.
Yeah.
Although, not for you.
Yeah.
It's not
because
G.
It's too sexual?
It's not G.
It, look,
it's NC-17.
Have to be G. That it just can be G.
It's exclusively G.
It can be your quadruple X as well.
No, it's got to be exclusively G.
I'm a sexual being, Drew.
You are sexual and you are a predator.
Two things. There can be sex, but there can also not be sex. I'm just saying that.
Well, there isn't sex in this.
Yeah.
There is a lot of threats of rape, though.
There really are.
Close enough.
Yeah. So it's a 12-episode series. We'll be doing the first six here and the next six next week, all going well. Maybe we can screw up our schedule week
already?
Two.
Okay. If enough people pay for Instinct, Fracture, Blades of Glory, and
Say It Isn't So,
who's to say? That's a good offer right there.
I really want someone
that
to
is
do that.
Four movies.
I would love several of you to do
that. Yeah, that is four movies.
That's great.
For the price of three movies.
That is four movies for the price of three and a third.
There you go. You're getting a sweet deal.
That's crazy. We're going crazy and slashing prices. You know what? This is this year's All Request Spectacular. You can request
just those four movies.
Two
yeah,
double
those
features.
Four movies
for
are the All
slightly
Request
less
Spectacular.
Than full price.
Yeah.
I love it. So Killing Bites. Basic premise is there are four warring Zaibatsus, which are
the Yakuza.
Conglomerates, but criminal.
Criminal conglomerates.
Japanese business criminals.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the way they, because they're civilized businessmen, they don't do their own fighting. I guess for generations, they have enlisted brutes to do their fighting for them. But in more recent years, they have been turning those brutes into animals because it's awesome.
Yeah, why not?
Why the fuck would
you want to watch people fight each other?
Gross.
Fucking lame.
Gross.
Get out of here. You're telling me you don't want to watch UFC where a fucking gorilla and a
right
and a crocodile fight each
this
other?
This would get me back into MMA.
100%.
This would be better than heyday of early 2000s.
Turn Anderson Ryan. Silva into a real spider monkey?
You kidding me?
Yeah.
Nuts.
Can I say that?
No.
Oh.
Especially not on transcript.
Turn Anderson Silva into
polar
a
bear.
Chimpanzee.
That Drew, it seems worse.
Gorilla.
it seems like you
a
haven't,
general monkey.
Seems like you haven't understood why it's bad.
Oh shit. A capuchin.
They're cute.
A lemur. They're lemur. Sort of monkeys.
Lemur, I feel like, is the one you can get away
okay,
with.
Okay, he's a ring-tailed lemur.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's grabbly.
Anderson Silva do be grabbly. That's true.
And breaks his legs a lot.
Oh, that was a good one.
I know you told me to stop sending you leg break videos, but I saw the perfect one. But
there's
I didn't,
no
but I didn't send it to you. I
as a perfect
it.
Leg break
no, this
video.
One's pretty fucking
they're
perfect.
Awful.
I'll find it and send it to you.
Jesus.
Anyways. So yeah, so they've been turning their brutes into like forced TF.
I don't
but,
know,
but they're kind of on board with it after the fact.
Is it even forced before? Like it feels like people were sort of signing up for it. I'm unclear.
It's a little unclear.
Yeah. Also, forced TF. I'll beat off to it.
Yep, forced TF, forced trans, all of it. You beat off to the assignment. Handsome man, Michelle Rodriguez.
Beautiful man, Michelle Rodriguez.
That big fake dick.
Awesome.
Awesome.
So yeah, so that's sort of the basic idea, right?
Yep.
And they bet on one-on-one fights, but then...
Which can just happen whenever, anywhere.
But then the big...
But, like, how do you know they're happening?
I don't know.
And, like it kind of goes against the code of honor.
It seemed like the first fight did happen impromptu, yeah. But wasn't.
True. Yeah. But to,
like it was
to
scheduled.
Us, it looks...
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then the big one is the Destroyal.
Destroyal.
Which is a portmanteau of Destroy and Battle Royal. Yep. Where all four Zaibatsus
send a faction.
Send trios teams. To
more lucha talk.
Yep. To a big island in the Philippine Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're moved like chess pieces and fight and kill each other.
Yep.
I'm good. I got overstimulated, mm-hmm. and my body needed to expel something.
Ah, gotcha, yeah.
Which was a sneeze cough and cum.
You'd be surprised where the cum came from. His butt. It wasn't his.
Been storing it for a special occasion. I was trying to get pregnant. if you keep it in longer, it could really latch on. It can find purchase.
I don't think it works like that.
You know. What are you,
I thought
you were a doctor.
I might be a doctor. I can't say for certain that I'm a doctor, but I'm definitely a gay furry and a third thing.
So we open in media res abducting an underage girl. That is how the series starts.
It's fucking snowing again.
No way.
Just a little bit.
Every time.
It's the mountains, man.
God damn.
You live at sea level. I live at mountain level. Because I'm a fucking mountain cat. And you're a goddamn sea level cat.
If you call me sea level cat one more fucking time.
Syrian soft buzz. Anyways. Yeah, so there is a group of men who...
Hey, what's the tallest mountain in the world?
From sea level or from the core center of the earth?
He knows the trick.
It's the one in Colombia.
Or maybe...
Or Ecuador.
Ecuador?
Yeah. Machu Picchu.
Mount Chimborazo.
Chimborazo, yeah.
If you want to be a real know-it-all piece of shit, that's a great one to get people with.
But if you want to go from... Oh, because it's at the equator.
Yeah.
So and the equator...
And the Earth isn't a perfect sphere. Yeah. It's wider at the equator.
Yeah.
So it's much further from the Earth's center than Everest is.
But is it... But
Everest is the highest above sea level.
If you go from just sea level up,
it's Everest.
Then it's Everest.
Yeah.
It's K2, right?
Yeah. We're not...
Now it's really snowing. Look.
Fuck.
You can see it.
Off.
Yeah.
I hate where you live.
Mountains, baby. Love them.
I like the mountains, too. And I like snow. I like everything about everything except driving in it.
Hmm. Well, it doesn't look like it's going to
too crazy. It's fine. Also, we're seeing hundreds of beavers tonight if people want to come stalk us 5 days
ago. Don't tell them that.
Why not?
Oh, my God. It's supposed to get really cold overnight. I don't like this.
Well, maybe don't live on a mountain then.
Shut up. Just shut. You know what? You sound stupid when we talk.
Shut it up. Just shut up. No?
No. No black-eyed peas, thank you. Especially not that whore Fergie.
How about black guys pee?
Okay.
Better. <AIDS? laughs> What?
Black guys pee AIDS?
I don't know if all of them do.
Where are we?
We abducted an underage girl.
Yes, and I believe one of the very first lines of the episode is, ooh, a high school girl, and her bosoms are so supple.
Yeah, the first two episodes, like, the implication is that there is no higher achievement than fucking a girl in high school.
Yep.
Who has
not fucking, raping. Because I don't think they're not looking to make love.
First episode, yes, raping. Second,
yes,
when she comes to university
in
with
general,
him, his fat best friend,
who's a complete degenerate.
Yes, is completely enamored with the idea of making vagical inter-Norse.
I like vagical. That's like magic vaginal sex. That's sex with a female wizard.
Absolutely. I'm good at sex, guys.
I'm good at the sex.
Yeah. Guys, I've made sex.
I've shame come before.
Yeah, but just the very idea of having intercourse with someone who isn't legally allowed to vote yet is just the most exciting thing on earth. So, yeah, this, like, van of guys just grabs a girl off the street to rape her in the back of a van. The driver, who, like, knows them a little bit but isn't good friends.
He's a hired gun.
Yeah. Is, like, not on board with the gang sexual assault. And the divider between the front seats and the back of the van closes. She murders all of them in 2 seconds and is going to murder the guy, but I don't know, he sort of talks his way out of it, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, I guess because he, like, stops the van and she can sense his...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they just find their way to a junkyard, basically.
Yep.
And then she fights a lion guy. So I'm... this has got to be the first, like, actual show, piece of media, whatever, I've seen that actually has the word therianthrope in it.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever heard it before. I've heard it before. Yeah, I come across it in my... probably every day
while you're masturbating to G-rated.
I wish I hadn't said anything. Well,
if you don't want things repeated, Scott, then don't say them.
But yeah, like I see it all the time, but I've never seen it like in real media. I'm like, oh, this is exciting. Obviously you see lycanthrope because of fucking big dog. But it's not P.S. Yeah, for those who are
fucked,
therianthrope is just the general animal version of lycanthrope. And furries who, like hardcore furries who, think they are the animal but not in the cool way that we do, but in the really annoying way, like referring to people as your pack and like that gay bullshit, like they call themselves Therians.
I don't care for it at all.
And like, on paper, I am kind of Therian-y, but I have never met one who isn't insufferable, so I guess I'm not. I guess I'm just a good furry.
Yep.
I guess I'm just good at being a furry. So a lion guy shows up, and I'm like, a few very quick points, solid TF. Oh, of course. It's a lion. No tail, question mark. Is this one of those no tail shows?
Some.
So, some of the animal TFs are largely just upper body, and they just kind of keep their people legs.
Well, a lot of the men are, like, very animal.
Yeah.
And all of the girls are very tits.
They keep the girls' tits up a bit, but most of the girls do have tails, because, like, Lion Guy didn't have a tail.
Did Tiger Guy?
Tiger Guy does have a tail.
Oh, don't... Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember.
I've got a tail radar.
Don't worry, I'm sure you do.
I got you covered.
I don't know why I even questioned
it. If you name any animal we've seen so far, I can tell you whether they have a tail.
So far, or in the future?
I can't necessarily...
No. Hippo.
No tail.
Hmm.
Hippo no tail, bear no tail. Well, lion no tail.
Bears barely have tails anyways.
Yeah, but they do. And the rest, I think, tail.
Cobra.
So, tail. Yeah, Drew. The full
gotcha.
Cobra.
Gotcha.
Idiot. Yeah.
Look at all the snow.
Shut the fuck up. God damn it.
It's March. Why is it snowing?
It's this lousy smarch
not
weather.
Yet. It's not smarch yet.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, baby. Then it's smarch.
Yeah. So yeah, Lion Guy
Does
shows
Smarch
up.
Does stand for sexy March Madness?
For our purposes, 1,000%. It is sexy March Madness.
Sexy March Madness.
I'm going to write that down.
I love it.
Not for this description, episode? But yeah. for later, yeah. just so we don't forget what Smarch Madness actually stands for. And that is Sexy March Madness.
Well, it's all the sexy mascots.
Oh, no, it's not. It's accurate in every sense.
If they didn't want it.
It's snowing harder than I've ever seen before.
If they didn't want it, they wouldn't look like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Damn owls.
Don't dress those sexy owls.
We're not going to have an all owl.
I don't know. Both those teams were like pretty low ranked.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Kennesaw State and Florida Atlantic.
I think maybe FAU.
I don't know if they'll qualify.
Who knows
again,
if the
I don't know.
So the returning champion might not even be nope. in. That'd be crazy.
I mean, after VCU won like 6 years in a row, but they usually qualify.
That
Florida Atlantic
Ram made it to the semis and got edged by an owl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Florida Atlantic. I mean, I guess I won't be able to know, but they are the owls.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it. Yeah, Kennesaw State and Florida Atlantic. I think.
Yeah.
So that would be very, what if neither of the finalists were
I mean,
there?
It's possible. I think
wide open tournament.
I think Kennesaw was like a 9 or a 10.
Damn.
And I think Florida Atlantic was like a 12.
I hope you guys are half as excited for it as I am.
I wonder if it's.
Because if you were, I would be twice as excited as you, because that's how math works.
I wonder if it is in our group chat of things we've sent to each other.
Which?
The bracket for it, but it does not.
The bracket for last year?
Yeah, it does not appear to be.
I don't know. I think you might have just had it on your computer.
Well, then it's probably still on the computer, which I don't want to touch because I don't want to fuck up the.
I wouldn't
recording.
Touch it. I'd be careful.
Although, so far, you know, in the last little while, been pretty good.
It's been all right.
Been pretty good. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, so our. Girl who looks like she's about to get whomped by this giant buff lion has a little TF of her own into a based on looks I said honey badger. They tell me it's Rattel. Turns out that's another word
that's
for
another
a honey badger.
Yeah.
So it's but she's canonically a Rattel, and I'm like, you know what, fun species choice.
It's different.
Especially, she's like the main one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I guess they're like a unique kind of vicious animal.
Yeah.
You can just go for like a dog or big cat and like, yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah. Well, like, obviously cats are number one. And there is like a
clear number one.
A strong implication that like cats are the best fighters in this, which I like.
Yep. Not wrong.
But like a good next subgroup of animals that I like is like the your mustelid types, like your badgers and maybe raccoons fit in there.
Yeah.
Skunks, otters, I think, are in the mix.
Beavers.
Beavers, ferrets. Beavers are just rodents, I think.
Actually, that's true. They are.
Yeah. And I can't remember where raccoons are kind of their weird. Their weird own thing, even though they basically just look like cats. They aren't cats at all.
Yeah.
Which is weird. But yeah, I like the mustelid type animals. That's a good group, and nice to get some representation here with the
Rattel. We'll just mix it up, right? Like, it's kind of boring to just do the same
Yeah, I'm
stuff.
Glad she's not just like a wolf.
Yeah.
It's great that she's not. Enough already, big dog. And then, yeah, then we get like a porcupine bitch in the mix. She's been scrolling through.
I mean, there's a lot of great stuff in here, but
images, media shared in the group chat, and that was a Thick Hog community logo superimposed on the American flag. So they have a fight, and she doesn't kill him. No, because he shows up. Later, but she wins the fight handily and immediately, basically. And everyone's like, holy shit. And just the guy who happened to be with her, they're like, cause she's like, the guy who runs the fights, which is called Killing Bites, the eponymous name of the show. She's like a project of his kind of, and isn't, you need to participate and
I'm
stop
I am listening to you. I found the 2020 one. That's it.
Ah.
The only one that I've sent to you is the 2020 bracket.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't remember being sent the bracket last year.
No, because I think we just did it
yeah.
on the pod and just left it on the computer. Yeah. Anyways, we'll do it on the laptop and stuff. Anyways,
yeah, but yeah. like the guy who is the chairman of Killing Bites yes. or whatever, Shido, I think his name is.
I've told you. Yeah. I don't think I learned the names.
I'm tough on the names. Yeah. But she's like a project of his and isn't like beholden yes. to any of the groups yet. She's like an independent, yeah, independent. Contractor.
It almost seems like she's just sort of like a hidden,
yeah,
like not involved in everything, but somehow has the TF ability.
She has the juice and like seems to know what Killing Bites is, but
yeah, because she has her stupid catchphrase that she says all the fucking
every
time.
Episode.
And I hate it. it's terrible.
The first half of which is the title of this episode: "The One with the Sharper Fangs Will Win." The second half is "That's what Killing Bites is."
Yeah,
she says it every single episode, and thus far hasn't been wrong.
Nope.
So I guess nope. Good for her.
Do they really have the sharpest fangs?
She thinks they do. And she's also putting a lot of stock in that theory.
Well, so far so good.
But again, so far so good. So apparently she knows, and I don't. So she's. So they for whatever reason they need this guy that just got roped into it by driving a pack of rapists. They need him to be the, because I guess they need like a third party or whatever to be the person who bets on her.
Mm-hmm.
So they just give him money,
just some guy
to bet on,
some
her.
Guy who was gonna help some other guys rape you.
Yeah. And that's how they just become forever intertwined.
Yeah, forever.
So they're like, oh, she's gonna live with you now.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, be his bodyguard, I guess.
Yeah, sort of.
Even though he didn't need one until is it cool to have a bodyguard if the only reason you met your bodyguard is... Yeah, what am I trying to say? Is it cool to have a bodyguard if the only reason you have a bodyguard is because you met your bodyguard?
Yeah. Isn't there some talk, though, that, like, if he gets killed or hurt... Then she can't fight or something like
basically,
that.
Basically, yes. I don't understand why they couldn't just find another random fucking.
Yeah, I don't get it.
To be the fake financier, but I don't know. So,
and don't they say something about like, well, he's in college, so he must be smart. Is yeah. there something like that?
There is something like that. Yeah. Like, because no one else is.
Because everybody in college is smart. Yeah.
So yeah, at the end of that, Porcupine Bitch shows up, jams a fucking huge quill all the way through his leg.
Yep. Well, not before completely exposing her tits and pussy.
Oh, that's right.
She
was a flasher.
She walks up to him and says, "I want you to see something," and he goes, "Oh, okay." And then she just fully flashes her tits and vagina.
Like, oh yeah. See, I was looking at the second part of my sentence. I only saw Porcupine Bitch. Before that, I did not see that. I wrote. Tits. Yeah, so full frontal
nudity
to distract him, and then porcupines up.
But then, like, I don't feel like that was necessary. I feel like if you were just gonna porcupine him in the leg,
uh-huh.
just porcupine him in the leg. Why do you need to show him your fully naked body?
I think that was
unless you're a whore, that was, you just want attention.
I think that was for her. Yeah,
I want this weird loser to look at my naked body because he'll never get it. And also, I'm going to try and kill him.
Yeah. Yeah. So our Rattel friend shows up and kicks her ass too.
Yes. Very, very easily.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She Rattel's
there's like a second of like, oh, this gonna,
could
gonna,
be in trouble.
Going to overpower her and then just like.
Oh, no, she's fine.
Nope.
She kicked her ass. And then Rattel ends up getting not purchased, but is on loan to one of the four, mm-hmm. One of the four groups, just temporary for the destroyal, I guess.
Yeah.
And they sound like they're kind of the loser of the four. Of the four groups, or
they're the one that doesn't have their own people all the time.
Yeah.
The other groups all have their like. Set stable.
Yeah, they're bad at killing bites.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, either they always lose.
Yeah, they focus
too much. Or nobody wants to fight with them.
They focus too much on laundromats and haven't focused enough on animal people fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is their downfall. I believe it's the Ishida Zaibatsu, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's an Ishida, there's a Sumimoto, and don't ask me the other two. So they the Ishida sends a big thick guy who says early on, like, I don't even need to TF, I'm just thick.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Yeah, then my next note is, oh, vagina, cool.
I think it's when she meets the cheetah girl, like the literally the best scene of the show.
Yes. It is. Because my last note in the episode is great tail, cheetah girl.
Yep.
So we must have met the cheetah girl.
She's shown up at college with her guy.
Yes.
And his nerdy loser friend is like losing his shit that there's a high school girl in the college.
Doesn't even know that she's half badger.
No. Doesn't even care.
The fact just that her, she's a child.
Her age is less than 18.
That's
just is more than enough for him.
Yes.
So he freaks out and has like kind of like a nerdy loser, I'm gonna try and have sex with a child thing.
Yeah.
And she's kind of like had enough of it. So she goes to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then another girl just like jumps into the stall,
full pounce,
steals her panties, and then avoids her strike.
Yeah.
So then she realizes, like, oh, she's
this bitch is fast.
One of them.
Yeah.
And then proceeds to chase after her through the hallways.
Yeah.
Which then she runs into her like nerdy Bennett guy.
Yeah.
And when she falls down because she's not wearing panties anymore,
just
he gets a clear shot straight up her vag.
Yeah.
And she doesn't really care or realize.
She is unfazed by
it. And he freaks out about it and says and screams that he didn't see anything. And then she chases Cheetah Girl outside. They start to have a little bit of a fight. And then a tree falls down. And there's just a bear there.
Yeah.
And some other guy, like, hanging from a tree.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, she's the newest member of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And the Cheetah Girl realizes, like, ah, shit, that's my team. So, like, well, I guess I won't kill you. I guess we'll be friends now.
Yeah.
And she does TF into a cheetah to show you why she's so fast.
Yes.
Because she says, like, out loud, like, how is she so fast? She hasn't even changed.
Mm-hmm.
And then she changes into a cheetah.
Yeah.
Although my one picky thing about it was
too bulky. Arms?
Too bulky on the paws.
Yeah.
Because like cheetahs are twinks and that's not very twinky.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they do the. Yeah, it's sort of. It happened. Someone else gets bulky cat arm. What did we watch? Was it
Kimono Michi?
No. With some TF. Was it? Is it A Whisker Away?
Could be.
Or is it? Was there another cat TF movie? Where, like, a guy has to go over the rainbow bridge to Catland, and is that A Whisker Away?
A Whisker Away.
Yeah. Okay. That. And he, like, and his arms get, like, the real bulky, floofy cat arms.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that. So that seems to be a trope. But yeah, otherwise, and it's funny, her legs aren't that. Her legs are proper.
Her legs are normal.
Yeah. But she's got, like, full, like, cheetah legs and paws, ears, tail. And then not really any other facial changes besides teeth.
No.
Still basically human face, human tits.
Yes. Human tits.
Yeah.
Big human tits.
Yeah.
I didn't look. Do they have cat ears and human ears?
No.
Okay. I didn't really look.
Yeah, I did.
Good. I'm glad somebody did.
Yeah. The girl's hair, you never really see human ears. So she just grows the cat ears.
Right.
So in my head canon, that's what her human ears turn into. She doesn't do a weird thing where she either has two sets of ears or the human ears disappear and entirely new cat ears grow. That's not how it works.
And new ear canals and
they just tubes.
Grow up here now through your brain.
Whole thing's a mess.
It is a mess. It's poorly written.
So yeah, so that takes us to the third episode where, there isn't a big fight with the bear or anything. That,
no.
Yeah.
No. Bear and other guy just leave.
Yeah. So the guys are at school at their manga club.
Yep.
With the two girls. And
who are one's in high school. I don't know about the other one, but at least one's in high school.
I assume they're both in high school. And how do we get to the cosplay?
They beat him up and pin him down. And they're like, they demand that he, I don't actually remember, but I remember them knocking him to the ground and like standing on his head and saying that like, you need to do this for the club or something. They need to wear these outfits.
Yeah.
And then,
and the guy's like, you should probably just wear the outfits. Yeah. And they do. They're pretty obliging. Cheetah Girl teaches Ratel the art of partial TF.
Yes.
Where you don't have to go full animal. You can just do
cutesy shit.
You can do Neko shit. Neko.
Necro shit.
You can do Necro shit. Yeah, you can do what? Neko Mimi? Like just ears and tail, basically. Yeah, so they put them in like, yeah, anime cosplay outfits.
Make them do sexy poses.
Do ears and tail and do sexy poses while the entire college comes their pants. But the girl, like, Ratel is. Appears to be into it.
I think Cheetah Girl's also into it.
I think they're both into it.
Yeah, they're both into it. Like, eventually she does get into it.
Yeah.
And she goes like, oh, like, this is actually kind of very rewarding. And then she does like a pose.
She's like, what do I do? Just stick your ass.
Bends over with her ass up and her tail starts wagging. And like all of the, you can see the boys' vinegar strokes.
Yes.
Like they are just prematurely ejaculating in their pants.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way that Japanese men ejaculate. No physical contact.
Nope. And then I think there's another scene where the guy ends up face to face with her pussy, and because I wrote, I keep seeing her pussy. I don't know what to do.
Oh, well, it's when they wake up in the morning and she's just standing just over right there, him,
pubic mound in his
and
face.
He can just see her vagina.
Yeah.
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 It there's a lot of that
happening.
There's a lot of that.
This is a very horny show and I'm okay with it. I wrote. Yep.
The only thing I knew about the show before we started watching it is that it is very much like not hiding the fact that it's pornographic and violent, and it's like on purpose.
Yeah, and if you are unsure, just watch the closing credits, which is just Playboy centerfold after Playboy centerfold of the girls.
Yep. They know what they're doing.
They do, in fact, know what they're doing.
Is this based on manga or is it just a thing?
I think it's based
made?
On manga.
Oh, that makes sense. Where I'm sure the high school girl is fully naked in every scene.
Every scene.
Yeah.
We're going to have to read.
Because if it's drawn, it's fine.
Yeah, we're going to have to read
that. If it moves, that's the problem.
We'll have to read that Made in Abyss manga one time and then go to jail.
Yeah. That Made in Abyss manga is really like that chapter of It where they all just.
The child orgy?
Have a child orgy.
Cowardly left out of all film adaptations.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You don't like...
I want short-haired, ugly, red-haired girl getting railed by all those kids.
Yep.
Nancy Drew or whatever her new name is.
So the Ishida... I'm calling him Cartel. I'm tired of saying Zaibatsu. The Ishida Cartel needs a third because they've got Ratel, thick guy, and so they find a third... does she know her? I can't. How do they find Rabbit Girl? Someone knows her.
Someone knows her, and they arrange it. They see her at like a restaurant.
Yeah,
and then they go up and approach her, and she like freaks out about it. And then she goes, "Let me fucking talk to her. Like, stop being a creep."
Yeah,
and she goes over and talks to her, and just like,
"Hey, would you like to be in like a big battle to the death?"
Yeah, she's like, "To death?
You a ferocious rabbit girl?" Yep.
who just digs holes.
Yeah, she's a digger.
She's careful.
Digga.
I wonder what...
Digger!
238. I'm going to have to try and remember to look. I won't, but I'll try.
Yeah. And her deal is basically, I was kind of a total loser who wasn't good at anything, so I got furried up.
So I got furried up.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. That's pretty much most furries.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Pathetic losers with no life, and then they're like, oh, I'm a coyote now.
I feel like she might be some sort of audience surrogate. I feel like we can see a lot of ourselves in her. Yep.
I'd love to see a lot of myself in her, although she might be too young.
Is there too young?
I don't know. Am I reading the manga?
She looks like a baby, but she's actually 1,000-year-old.
Oh,
rich.
Okay. Then it's fine.
So it's fine.
That's fine.
Is that all I had for the third? Yeah. So then we get to, I guess the fourth episode starts on the boat.
Yes.
So teams have been assembled.
Yep.
There's been talk of Cheetah Girl's brother, who's a cool guy.
We see him on the boat.
We see him on the boat. There's been talk before.
Yes.
Because someone says, you think you're hot shit because of your brother or something.
Yeah.
So we're on the yacht going to the island in the Philippine Sea.
Yeah.
With all the participants.
Where we meet all the other players.
And as well as all like the rich businessmen who take...
And businesswomen.
Businessmen who, there isn't, oh no,
there's
there,
a woman.
There actually are.
Or
there actually
a couple are. Women.
It's very woke.
Yeah. Very woke. Women can be rich too.
Yeah.
If their husbands die.
the richest woman in the world, Jeff Bezos's ex-wife.
Yeah.
No one
earned,
even knows
earned
her.
All that
no
money.
One even knows her fucking name.
Ghislaine Maxwell Bezos.
I like that she hyphenated. Again, very woke. So we meet a few more characters. There's been talk of Tiger Guy. We meet Tiger Guy, but not as a tiger.
Nope.
I say, Tiger Guy, you better look cool.
Hmm.
He ends up looking pretty
Spoiler
cool.
Spoiler alert, he doesn't.
No?
No, he does.
He looks pretty cool. I like him. And then, we got the implication that cats are clearly the best fighters. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's going to be a tiger-lion finals.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But Lion's fucked up now and out of the race, unfortunately.
Got his fingies bit off.
Got his fingies bit off, that's right. Because she has...
my fingies!
Because the...
I think he did it on purpose.
The one with the sharper fangs will win. That's what killing bites is.
And she did.
Even though I think that she's had one killing bites fight. And it feels like she has absolutely cracked the code.
Maybe she
of
has.
Killing bites. But so far, literally, she has.
Yeah. Well, the thing with her, she's very adaptable. So she learns things very quickly about her opponents.
Yeah, which is the intent of the guy who created her, basically. Yes. He's like, I think I've made, like, the perfect fighter, basically. Let's test it out.
Correct.
Are you being suspicious neighbor right now?
Yep. I think, did somebody pull in the driveway?
I don't know.
Take a peek.
I can't see. Yes, someone did.
Oh, weird.
It's a big white van. Oh, there's a Rattel getting raped in the back of it.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't like their chances. Someone's getting out of the van. It's a man in a red beanie.
I don't know. Not for me.
He's got a gun.
He's got a gun. Yeah, well, whatever. Maybe he's dropping something off, as long as he doesn't make eye contact with you.
He literally just made eye contact with me. So, now we're in trouble.
Anyway, so they're on the boat.
Yeah.
They get to the island.
Well, no, first the bathroom on the boat.
Yeah, that's right.
There's an un-TF'd creep fangs.
Who looks like the guy from Death Note.
Yes.
Ryuk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. The Shinigami.
The Shinigami.
Yeah, because he's got, like every tooth is a triangle.
And just, like, the hair and, like, the facial structure.
Yeah, and, like, kind of anime hair, yeah. And that's pre-TF. That's full-time. And, we saw him, like, spying on them once before. Because there's basically sort of a hit out on our Rattel girl by one of the other cartels, basically, and he's part of the bad guys. What's up?
I nailed it.
Ryuk. You nailed it? Ryuk? Yeah. Nice. So he gets on...
Well, there's already... I was looking it up. There's a girl on the ground who's already been sexually assaulted.
Yes.
Yes. And then she comes in and he says something like, well, I thought I was done, but I can always do some more.
Yeah.
And then tries to get her.
Yeah. And is maybe going to, but Ratel comes in and
stops. That weird lady comes.
Oh, yeah.
And she's standing in the doorway and there's like this conversation. And then you think she's going to help her, but then she sort of is like wanting to watch the assault.
Yes.
Then Ratel comes and saves her.
Maybe knock it off, creeps.
Yeah. And rescues her.
Yeah.
And then
basically we get to the island.
Yeah, I think we just get to the island from there.
Yeah. So, yeah, the basic way it works is they position the brutes all around the island, and then each cartel rolls dice.
Yeah.
And the island's in quadrants.
Yes.
And gets to move...
into any direction.
Move their pieces that many quadrants.
Yes. But... So the one thing that you learn, so when they get on the island, they're all given necklaces.
Yes.
That have little balls on them that are explosions.
Yes.
And explosives.
A microphone / bomb.
Yes.
That's how they communicate.
That's how all microphones are. They're all bombs. These are both bombs.
These are bombs.
I'm a demon. They have a certain amount of time to get
once they've been giving their moving orders. If they don't do it, their head explodes.
But then when it gets time for her guy to do it, who is like inexperienced and new,
he has no idea what he's doing.
He has no idea what he's doing. And so they say like, don't you understand how this works? Like there are like crevices and like cliffs.
Surely you've studied the topography of the island. It's like, no, I just got here.
I'm in college.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
And they're like, if you move your team, like they could like,
you could really fuck up your team.
Exactly.
Making them go over the Grand Canyon.
Pretty much. So when it's his turn and he rolls the six.
Yeah.
Well, there is one minor problem with this, but rolls the six, and then he's like, oh boy, I don't know, how about two up, three over, one up, and they're like, oh, are you sure you want to do that? And he's like, oh yeah, move me to there. And then like
that's
how
the best quadrant on the island.
He moved to the perfect quadrant.
Yeah.
But then it turns out that he's watching the monitor of her, and she's telling him where to send him, because she can see, like, the layout of the island.
Even though it's her first time there, she's obviously got a better vantage point than him.
But the thing is, how does she know that he rolled a six?
That we never see. I will give the benefit of the doubt that it is a two-way microphone, and he said, oh, I rolled six, and we just didn't see that.
Gotcha. Yeah. So her team gets moved. She gets moved into the perfect position. Then we see big meaty guy first, right? Or does she fight first? Does she fight the bear first?
Do we get Croc and Tiger?
Well, Croc, Tiger, and Hippo are sort of like
same time,
back to back.
She doesn't really have an official fight with the bear.
No, but we do see bear stuff happens.
Yeah.
No, she does. Doesn't she? Doesn't, because they show the bear guy's manager person telling him that, like, this is how she attacks. And so you should just do this one thing and it'll stop her.
Yeah.
So, like, he's like, all you got to do is, like, her attack style is defensive.
Yeah.
And so,
like, counterattacks.
Counterattacks. So all you need to do,
give her your hardest shot first and wipe her out.
Yeah. And so when he goes, like, she's kind of getting cocky, not cocky, but, like, you know, whatever. She's not taking him seriously. And he goes to do the one big strike thinking he's going to kill her.
Yeah.
And she immediately counters it and, like, takes him out.
Yeah.
And then as he's, like, dying, I guess. And he kind of just, like, how could you learn that? Because, when she first meets the cheetah girl and he first appears,
he pushes
over the tree with that strike.
That's all I need.
And then he was like, how did you, like, did you learn all of that from just the one? And she's like,
yes. I'm really good.
Also, she's fighting in her bra and panties the whole time, or like a tank top and panties.
Most of the girls are.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess comfort over fashion.
It's functionality.
It's Hamptonality.
Dress for movement.
Yes. So yeah, I think she beats the bear first.
Yes, you're right.
Then we see big dude walking through the forest.
Yes, because this end of what we're reviewing today, cliffhanger, is yes. the big guy, and I couldn't remember if he was the bear or not, but I thought he was not.
He's the hippo.
Oh, sorry, the big huge, tall, jacked dude shows up like right at the end of six, yes. and like something's yeah, yeah, gonna happen with yeah, it. Yeah. That's not bear.
That's not bear.
We don't know what he is yet.
No, that's a different. That's like a completely mystery character. Yeah. So,
and somehow I remember his name, Keto. Don't know why.
Because it's easier to remember than
I guess.
Like Shota.
I don't remember. I don't remember the main girl's name.
So it's H.
I just know she's a badger.
Hiromo. Hitomi. Yeah, that was H something. So. Yeah, at the same time she fights the bear, you see the big guy that we met earlier that's on her team, and he's just walking through the woods and I think talking to himself.
Yeah.
And then he's
like not super psyched about it. Like he knows he is not the best.
No. And he gets like ghost attacked.
Yeah.
This big slash in the back, falls down, and then you're like, oh, well, he's fucking dead. And then he just gets up, and then we see Cheetah Girl's brother.
Yeah.
Who's not TF'd.
No, not really.
Not yet.
Yeah.
They have a little bit of a conversation.
Yeah.
Then out of the trees comes a different guy, and then like the nerdy guy that was with the bear before.
Yeah.
Who he TFs into just gorilla arms.
Just gorilla arms.
That are like comically too big.
Who are, like his arms are taller than him.
They're bigger than his
body. Like if he walks on his knuckles, his feet are several feet off the ground. Yeah.
Very strange.
I assume that's a partial. I assume he's got more to him than that.
I don't know. Could just be a weird TF like that.
Well, they fucked him up.
They definitely did fuck him up.
He's my least favorite.
Well, other than all the scalies. But, sure. Well, I mean, I can tell you which one's my least favorite, and that's the Cobra, because he's just the Cobra. He's just a large Cobra.
Well, once he's super TF'd.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Because you're just a giant animal. You're not even...
He had arms.
Yeah.
But the rest was giant Cobra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, there's a showdown between.
So the deal is, Tiger is the favorite.
Tiger's the favorite and the hero.
Yeah. The other three cartels have positioned guys in his quadrant to take him out 3-on-1.
You know, it's kind of like Hunger Games.
It is kind of like Hunger Games, but not better. Gay.
But you actually see people killed and not off-screen murder of children, which was my main problem with the first two movies.
Mm-hmm.
Third and fourth, there's a lot more death and destruction, but...
And third one has a tiger woman in it?
Yep. No, fourth one.
Fourth.
Fourth is Tiger Woman. That may or may not has been used in your PG... It comes. You really should have never told me that, because I'm going to not stop mentioning it.
I'm never saying things again.
We should also get moving, because we're almost at 3 hours.
We can get it under three.
Maybe. So, yeah, so they've been positioned there to fight him. So, one guy TFs into a gator.
Yeah.
Or a croc.
Croc.
Then you got the gorilla guy, and then...
Our thick boy on Rattel's team.
Well, he doesn't TF right away, though.
No.
So the Tiger TFs, and then they sort of have like a showdown. Tiger like pretty much takes out Gorilla Guy like right away.
Yeah.
And then Croc and him are sort of like still fighting each other. And then out of nowhere, you just get like a big like a slam.
Yeah.
And they go flying. And then you realize that big guy's TF'd into a hippo.
Yeah.
And then there's...
And it's fun. It seems like when... each person does their first TF, we get like fun animal facts from the narrator.
Yes.
It shows like a picture of like the real animal and like what their strengths are and like how that applies to the TFing guys and their fighting.
Yeah.
It's cool.
They did it. I like the way that they used it to like, even the ones that you'd think wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not, we'll talk about the person we get there, but like
Gecko.
Yeah. Or like, I mean, it's a fucking like little lizard, but then you're like,
they got stuff they can
mega
use.
Grip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That was cool. That was cool for sure. So yeah, the hippo guy gets involved, and then, you think that crocodile guy is beat.
Yeah.
And hippo and tiger sort of have, They don't really fight. They just have a conversation.
Yeah.
And then during the conversation, the crocodile guy...
Who we thought was taken out.
Reappears, bites Tiger's leg, and like kind of and like fucks him up.
Yeah.
And then we go to the people in the boardroom,
the control
center, and the person in charge of him moves his character instead of taking the advantage.
Yeah.
Oh, that was before the bite.
Yeah.
Moves him before he moves,
Croc grabs him. Croc won't let him go.
So now he has to get...
And if Croc keeps him stuck in this quadrant for however many minutes, his neck bomb's going to go off.
That's when Hippo breaks them up.
But Tiger's sort of counter to this is, Mr. Croc, you forgot how bendy kitties are, so I'm going to do like a full bridge over your body and keep the bomb on my neck, also right next to you.
Yeah.
So you will also explode. Yeah. And Croc's like, I don't care.
I don't care, I'll die. I'll sacrifice myself for the greater good.
And then Hippo...
But then Hippo comes and blasts them.
And Tiger gets away just in time.
Tiger disappears.
Yeah.
And then Croc is... hurt,
yeah,
but not dead, and then that's when the mystery guy shows up.
Yes, and Hippo gets moved to before he has to fight Croc.
Yes,
yeah. So that's everything that goes on there, basically.
Yep.
Yeah, the episode six ends with
him,
big, tall, jacked guy showing up who we don't know what his deal is yet.
Horse.
Who knows?
Bull.
Dog.
Chicken.
Won't be a chicken. You know what? I hope he's a fucking chicken.
Beef chicken.
And then elsewhere.
Yeah. So now we get back to the main girls.
Yeah. Do I have any notes that apply to anything? We've got to...
How many times have you come at this point?
Oh, a couple.
Yeah.
Definitely a couple.
Yeah.
There are two back... this was all in the Cheetah, Rattel, Scalies area.
Mm-hmm.
They're all sort of, they're in another part of the island, basically. So how does it start off? There's the Raper and his female compatriot. Yeah. And are they just sort of ganging up on Cheetah Girl? They gang up on Cheetah Girl and Rattel shows up. Right?
Or is it the other way around?
Maybe it's the other way around. But at any rate, at some point, one of the two Scalies says to Cheetah Girl, you look like a fool in a tiger's skin, to which I said, I feel personally called out. And then the next thing he said was, I've always wanted to stick my transformed penis into a cat girl. And I said, I feel personally pandered to.
I feel like they're talking to me.
I like that they said a mean thing and then a nice thing to me. So that was okay. Ah, we're doing real time fact checking.
Oh, I think that's the end of episode 5.
Yeah.
And not in 6.
Yeah, it'd be in 5 where the bulk of that happens. There's Tiger Guy. You know what? Tiger Guy looks cool.
Stop jerking off to Tiger Guy.
I'm going to jerk off a little bit to Tiger Guy.
It's like jerking off to yourself. All right. What do we got here? Yeah, so it would appear to be Cheetah Girl and Gecko Girl.
Yeah.
And then they're having a little bit of a conversation. She's like, I'm going to fucking kill you, like, no problem.
Yeah.
And then, okay, don't beat me, I'm good. And then, uh-oh, Cobra.
Sneaky snake.
Snake. Oh, and he's groping her.
Yeah, that's where he says he wants to do the bad stuff.
He's got his tail in her mouth, and then she's going to bite it, and then he freaks out about it and smacks her real hard.
Yeah.
And then it's like, breaks her arm. What are you, broken arm, bitch? Yeah. I'm going to...
So now she's at a disadvantage.
Yeah. Then... Oh, I guess, this is...
It's only the cat people who do it, but both Tiger Guy and his sister Cheetah Girl, the clothes they wear just match their fur.
Yep.
They're both wearing, like, tiger and cheetah loincloths.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
There was the crocodile facts.
Croc facts.
And then... Yeah.
Oh, and then our nerdy, out-of-his-element guy... has a choice to keep Ratel at the in the best quadrant alone,
yeah,
with the best vantage point, or to go help Cheetah Girl. And he chooses to help Cheetah Girl, even though she's not part of his faction.
Yeah.
But he likes her because she's hot. She's hot.
Yeah, and the whole conversation is Cobra Guy wants to rape Cheetah Girl.
Oh, yeah.
And Gecko is like, yeah, you can, but let me beat the shit out of her. Let me
absolutely
first.
Decimate her.
Then you can rape her.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right. And this is the point where he says, I've always wanted to stick my
transformed penis.
And then you get a nice close up of her. Her covered vagina.
I cannot.
Gross.
I cannot express how many. And it's not naked vagina, but it's barely clothed vagina shots.
It's as close as possible without showing labia. Yeah,
that are in this show, in the first six episodes alone.
Yes. So here's the save.
Yeah.
Then we're going to have the showdown between Gecko. Although I wasn't sure what she was going to be at first.
I was also not sure. Because I didn't know it was like Team Scaly. Gross. But then when she started, I'm like, oh, I think we're also getting Reptile.
Yeah.
And we were, she's a Gecko.
Yeah. And the Gecko's got incredible grip.
Yeah.
They can use little pressure.
Yeah. And they have like little nano things on their weird hands that
bristles.
Have like, yeah,
500 million bristles.
Yeah. For super grip. And she can, she did a cool thing actually. When they're fighting, she's like, yeah, you gotta fight me in three dimensions, bitch, because you can like jump up on whatever. And she was, she didn't have her tail wrapped like a telephone pole or whatever, but she didn't have her tail wrapped around. She just had her tail touching it. And that like supported her whole weight. And she could like fight horizontally just with her tail touching the, the vertical telephone pole, whatever.
Yeah.
That was all cool.
Yep.
I want to beat off again.
Sorry. Don't do it here. Cobra gets slashed in the face really bad.
I just want to be clear. The closing credits are pornographic. I just want to be clear. When I said I want to beat off again, I was not talking about Gecko Girl. Drew happened to scrub to a hot picture of Ratel Girl. I think I like honey badgers now.
Okay.
And I think I like this girl's vagina that they keep showing in the closing credits.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a side thing. There's like a post-credits thing in...
Which is very common in anime.
I guess so, yeah. Which is like just this little side story of Ratel, sometimes Cheetah Girl, and this just like nerdy hanger-on friend of them. And they compare the nerdy friend to, I don't even know if it's a real thing, but like a honey guider bird that sort of has like a symbiotic relationship with honey badgers. Like it leads them to the honey and then gets the runoff honey.
I get some runoff honey.
Nice. And, so there's just these like quick, dumb little stories and everyone, and like, oh, the honey guider does this with the Ratel and blah blah, but Oshi is not a Ferianthrope. And then it usually ends like with Oshi getting her feelings hurt and crying. And that's the post credits of every episode.
Yep.
So that's fun.
Pretty good.
I should note, the title of episode 5 that we did hit 3 hours. The title of episode 5 is, a quote from, Cobra Rapist Guy. I'm free to have sex in any way I want.
Yep.
It's the name of the episode.
Yep. And so are you.
we have that kind of sort of two one-on-one fights between, Ratel and Cobra. And Cheetah and Gecko. And we think Cobra's got Ratel on the ropes because he didn't bite her with his venom, but he also emits a venomous mist, which ends up incapacitating her. And then he gets her in an old shed and is about to have non-consensual sex with her with his bifurcated snake penis. That they fucking show.
They sure do. It's pretty disgusting.
It's awful.
Can I take you back to a line that's said here that I don't think is true?
Okay.
Your injuries sustained from Tiger are not minor. And then he looks and he goes, oh, but your wound is already healing.
I know exactly where this is going.
And then it goes, crocodiles have immune systems that can even cure HIV. I'm like, I don't think that's true. Also, who's giving HIV to crocs?
You never know. But yeah, it was a croc and hippo conversation. And yeah, and the croc has like super healing. That's one of his deals. So yeah. Oh, and then, yeah, another deal with, they basically said just reptiles. The reptiles can kind of, Drew has paused on the bifurcated snake penis. Don't like it. Reptiles can kind of.
Cobra cannon.
And I don't like that it has like a finishing move name to. Oh, look, a pubic mound shot. Reptiles can kind of super TF. Whereas I think we've seen the extent of TF of all the mammals we see. But like, because Cobra Guy was Cobra-y. He had a cobra tail and stuff. But now he's literally a full, like, very almost non-anthro cobra just with arms. And Gecko Lady, when she gets deep into the fight with Cheetah Girl, she goes like, full gecko TF. And I like what she says. She's like, she says, I normally don't TF this hard because it goes against my standards of beauty. I'm like, then be a better species.
Then don't be a fucking scaly.
Yeah. Then TF into something that the more you TF, the hotter you get.
Yeah.
Doi.
Like a tiger.
Like a tiger. So that was it. Yeah. So she's incapacitated. Rattel is incapacitated by the cobra's venomous mist, and he's about to full on rapist. But she recovers quickly and cuts his body in half.
Yeah,
and it's pretty cool.
And says this line:
"Impossible. How could a reptier lose to a mammal?"
I don't know, because mammals are fucking better.
Always win, you asshole,
idiots.
She steps on his face.
Yeah.
His
guts are everywhere. She cut his penises off.
She did cut his penises off. And yeah, the deal is that she was affected. Like, she wasn't faking. She was affected, but I guess Rattels have decent recovery immunity from snake shit. Mm-hmm. Again, part of the creator's plan, the Merovingian.
Yep.
Part of his plan. And then do we kill Gecko Girl?
I don't know. We're going to find out right now. Because I don't remember.
Maybe we don't get that far.
It does not appear.
I'll kill you both myself, but I bet you won't.
And then we cut back to Hippo and...
So that's as far as we got there. Yeah, so it ends with Rattel and Cheetah Girl.
And here's the hunk. Yeah, here's the stud.
Right? Yeah, Rattel and Cheetah Girl with Gecko Girl. I don't love Gecko Girl's chances. Back on the other place, Croc has also super TF'd, but he just like kind of got thicker.
Yeah, he's kind of
like,
more
like he was all like his regular TF was like pretty crocked up pretty already, crocked up. But then he just got bigger.
He's crocked up from the cock up,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and then big, huge.
What does a croc penis look like?
I bet it's weird.
I bet it's very
weird. Big, huge, tall, 12-pack guy who we've seen a little bit of shows up, and he's probably going to wreck shit, but we don't know what his deal is. So that's where the first half of Killing Bites gets us to. So we'll do the Drew has shown me a croc penis. And you know what?
It's kind of human.
It's kind of human.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You could get fucked by a crocodile and not feel that bad.
I'd rather not, but also rather push nobody.
Push comes to shove. So yeah, so we will do the final six episodes next week.
Here's an accurate, just like scientific.
Yeah. that was slightly less accurate furry art of a crocodile with his penis out, which was even more human, as people love to do. Just big human cocks on almost feral animals.
Yeah, yeah.
Not my favorite.
Well, you know,
give me something G-rated. so we'll be back next week to fix the Oscars, which you have seen and are mad at least Jimmy Kimmel's part in it. Just
I mean, it could be worse. It could be fucking Seth MacFarlane.
Could be Kevin Hart.
Nope, not allowed, because he didn't re-apologize for the jokes he made 15 years ago.
That's too bad. Could be Wanda Sykes, Regina King, and Amy Schumer.
I don't think Amy Schumer is doing anything anytime
Probably
soon.
Not too much. Could be James Franco and Anne Hathaway.
I'll take stoned up James Franco over that any other people you've
such,
mentioned.
Such a weird Oscars.
Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin.
I like them.
They were good.
I think, yeah, I remember them being fine.
Whoopi.
Nope.
Oh.
I'm a whoopsie.
I'm whoopsie.
Bob Hope.
Yeah, he's alive.
Billy Crystal's.
I mean, I do like Billy Crystal.
Let's get him. What's he doing? What's he so busy doing? The Comedian season 2 with Josh Gad.
Loving the Cubs. Mets? Is he a Mets guy or a Cubs guy? I don't remember.
Florida Marlins, I think.
First of all, they're Miami Marlins, but...
They'll always be Florida to me.
Hey, 3 hours and 10 minutes. That's longer than we should have gone, but next week's will be shorter.
The week after's won't.
Won't be.
Because that is sexy March Madness.